This is PFW in Progress.
Hello, I'm Robert Goulet.
PFW in Progress.
What you get is one full hour of rip-roaring...
Fred Kirsch.
Not some dubious ruffians without the chops, but by a professionally trained voice man.
I don't think Ben Watson is a cheap tipper. I think your girlfriend probably gave...
Paul Perillo.
I don't care if he is Mr. Notorious Big. Can he croon?
Let's groove tonight.
See, I can sing it because Gary's not in there.
You get the idea. It's Snoopy, Dre, Biggie, Huffman.
And Andy.
Coolio. The whole bunch. Watch what I do with this little ditty from Mr. Cisco called the Thong Song. Are they going to sing it again? Shabang, shabop, bop, thong song.
Andy Hart.
You wouldn't hire a clown to fix a leak in the john. Yeah.
The Sheriff, Tom Casale.
You don't even blink, do you? Quick staring contest, me and you, now. You win, you always do.
And you never know who else might stop by.
Anyway, check out the CD. You'll just love it. Or my name isn't...
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Friday, and you can just tell that the electricity, the excitement, the anticipation is you know, building here, and that's because Chris Ferreira.
I thought there would be a better word than
might
building
be on
after
the
that
show.
Long
it has
pause.
Nothing to do with what's going on Sunday.
Chris Ferreira is coming on the show. Mrs. Ferreira is over in the corner.
Yes.
So welcome to PFW in Progress. The gang is all here. Paul has shown up. We didn't know if you were going to come, but Paul's here. Busy day today. A lot of stuff to talk about, obviously. Not all of it is
good
related to football, but we'll get into it all here. We just came back from the Media Center downtown where we listened to Roger Goodell in his State of the Union address. What are you doing, Paul?
I like you.
You going to sit on my lap? and we watched Bill Belichick with his final press conference, and that's it.
I was going to say that wasn't it. More importantly, we saw the 72 Dolphins.
No. Yeah. I know. But as far as
you said, that's
as
it.
Far as access to the team, it's done. It's over. No more access to the team. They're finished.
One more time, and then it's the off season.
Yep, we're on our own from now on. And
woohoo!
A lot of stuff to talk about. As I said, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. That's webradio@patriots.com, and has anyone seen David Silverman?
No.
Okay.
Just not since the tragic bus accident.
That's all right. So how's everyone doing?
Great.
Everyone's good?
Yeah. Yep.
I had fun over there.
Better after lunch.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I was running out of gas.
Yeah.
Hey,
there's
Tom
Casale's fat face on the NFL Network.
Yeah, we were...
Yep.
We were running on fumes coming back from there.
Yeah. Yep.
Early
and Eric
morning.
Was in the right-hand lane going 20.
So we had to get to the media center. The first press conference was at 8:30, so these guys left at 6, which, you know, I'm not.
Fred is yelling at us for being too prepared, for getting up too early.
I'd rather have you leave early than like you usually do.
But unfortunately, we had to turn around and come get your lazy butt.
Well, because no one ever bothered to call me.
Because you haven't attended a press conference yet.
It's the first press conference you attended, and we didn't leave at 6.
You know that I always attend the commissioner's State of the Union.
You used to attend Belichick.
You attend Belichick's press conference.
But I can't anymore. I'm just too busy.
Well, I assumed you can't attend the commissioner's.
So, all right. So what's up, guys?
I know there's a lot of topics on the table you might want to bring up.
Do I have to bring them up?
Spygate, okay. 72 Dolphins.
Well, first of all,
why don't we talk about the 72 Dolphins? That was really fun.
The best press conference we've ever been to.
Yep.
That was interesting. Reebok hosted a press conference today at the Media Center, and they're making a commercial about Perfectville. And, of course, the only residents of Perfectville at this point are the Dolphins.
Population one, the
so
street
it's,
sign
it's
says.
Kind of a, it's a funny commercial. We didn't actually see the commercial. We saw some of the behind-the-scenes making.
I'm guessing it's not done because he said they shot it Monday. Right. So
they've already shot the endings.
Right.
There's two endings. They won't see the commercial. They'll have a pre-commercial before the game, but
which
the actual commercial, right, you'll see the commercial after the game, and the ending that you will see will depend on, of course, the outcome of the game.
Which you'll have to go to Reebok's website and see it first, and then on Monday they'll probably start showing it.
Right.
Right.
On so they had...
Mercury Morris.
They had Jim Kick, Gary Apremium, and Leonard Little.
Larry Little.
Larry Little.
Leonard Little is the Rams.
Right.
Larry Little's my new favorite.
So the four of them were there, and of course, Mercury Morris stole the show.
The thing was that it was kind of, he was like he was on our show.
Yep.
He was kind of subdued, and then Felger, of all people, asked him a question, and then he got up and
Release the hounds!
Yep, and he started going, and then it was... Then it was the Mercury Morris you see on ESPN from there on in.
Although Jim Kick got worked up too and started kind of competing with him, throwing out bombshells left and right, talking about Brady in a skirt. If the two teams were play, what rules are we going to use? Is it going to be Brady in a skirt or no skirt? And talking about Randy Moss and assaulting them all down the field like he could back then. He made fun of Mercury Morris, but then he got every bit as much worked up.
That's okay, but Mercury's funny.
Yeah. He is.
He was very funny.
He's taking advantage of the situation, the time, and the limelight.
And those guys, they probably owe him a thank you because he's making them some money here.
Yeah. Right, the whole thing came from Mercury Morris saying, they're not on my block yet, let me know when they're next door moving their stuff
and
in.
And to be honest, he seems like a fairly intelligent individual because he remembers every, I mean...
He knew a lot of those stats.
Like Andy said, if they're right.
Be fair, we might want to check some of those.
But he's, I mean... he's very well spoken.
Yes.
Very, you know, he's
entertaining. So
entertaining.
He's like that Don King hype machine wrestler or whatever, a guy that gets a mic and just goes off.
You want to hear what he's going to say
next. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't always make sense, and it doesn't always fit together properly.
I mean, it's funny because they were all sitting in chairs and they, you know, alternate answering questions, but at one point, Mercury Morris had enough.
He
just
gets up
and just starts going off.
The show.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. But then. Earlier today, the news broke that Senator Arlen Specter of New York,
Republican from Pennsylvania, which is really pertinent to the story that it's Pennsylvania.
Well, he's a big Eagles fan.
Yes,
right.
He's a huge Eagles fan.
And then another piece of information we got today, which I'll bring up later.
But anyway, he is now he wants Goodell to appear before his
committee
to talk about why. The Spygate tapes were destroyed.
Six tapes, we learned.
And, you know, I'm glad about that because it's a good use of our tax dollars. I'm really glad that United States senators are spending their time worrying about, you know, tapes of people making defensive signals. Nothing could please me more to know that our United States of America are working to make sure that no defensive signals are caught and taped, and that these tapes remain in existence. What a cover-up. This is terrible, and we should all congratulate Arlen Specter
for
this.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Fred. Didn't Spygate happen like 5 months ago?
Yeah, he did. But
so where was Arlen Specter?
Well, because you wouldn't get as much publicity if you did it
happened,
then.
You know?
Because this is all about grandstanding. This is all about showboating. This is all about, you know... I've had enough.
You can't even speak about it?
You know what I'm tired of?
I'm about to call a United States senator a bad name.
With, all the stuff with Congress and sports now, I don't care about the tax dollars or whatever. Not everything that they're interested in and all this stuff is putting my tax dollars. Whatever. I don't care. These blackmails of this antitrust exemption that the sports, the leagues have, that they hold over the leagues all the time. Well, take it away. Take it away. If that's what you want, just take it away. This whole thing is I'm going to threaten to take away your exemption if you don't cooperate on steroids. And now if you don't come and explain to me sufficiently why you destroyed these tapes and where's all this evidence. I'm tired of this blackmail stuff that goes on with Congress. And I couldn't agree with you. I'm not moved to the point where I can't speak like Fred, but I don't think it has any place in politics.
I'd like it better if, you know, John Kerry came out and said, you know, we're going to take out the exemption until you tell the refs to start calling holding on Randy Moss when he goes out for a pass. That's more important to me.
But as Eric pointed out,
that's a road you want to travel.
There was another little interesting aspect of this brought up by a reporter in a question of Goodell. And by the way, this issue was the only issue that had, what, 8 questions asked of Goodell? Other than that, it was moving around for a bunch of different issues. This was the largest issue of his State of the Union address or State of the NFL address. And a woman from Philadelphia said it's interesting that Comcast is one of the largest contributors to Specter's campaign, and Comcast is already in a battle with the NFL over NFL Network, so there might also be some political games being played here.
Which even infuriates me more.
Well, it's like it's one guy being dirty to go down a road where some other guy was dirty. Everybody's dirty these days. Everybody's cheating.
Yeah, everybody's got their hands in everybody else's pocket.
This isn't like the HGH or the, you know, illegal performance enhancing drugs issue where it's a wider thing. This is a league problem.
Right.
It's a league issue. Why does Congress have any business coming into it?
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you keep my stuffed animal? Do you still have it?
I have that.
I can't speak to... You got my stuffed animal?
You gotta be kidding me.
You talking about the little spike?
I put it in his bag so I didn't have to carry it.
I asked him because he was carrying it around, and, you know, if he wanted me to carry it for him. And this is what he chooses to bring up.
I'm sorry, Eric.
After he's moved to...
Not even Fred listens to you.
I'll tell you.
I know. Got him thinking about...
But, Fred, the New York Times article is interesting.
The big part of the story is kind of being glossed over. Andy, you can go over it because you were here.
It's the Matt Walsh angle, and he was a former employee of the Patriots.
In the same article, in the New York Times article, it named Matt Walsh, who worked in the video department, as someone
scouting.
Who knows stuff.
And he's quoted, long quotes in there of him saying he knows stuff, but he wants... legal and financial protection if he were to say what he knows. He said that there's things he knows that people haven't taken responsibility for yet, but I guess he signed a confidentiality agreement with the team and therefore assumes he would be sued by the team, the league, Lord only knows who.
And people in the league are claiming that you can't have these confidentiality agreements.
Teams can make individual.
That's opening a can of worms as well.
It gets into a legal battle. Right. So, you know, those waivers you sign that every lawyer says that won't hold up in court.
That's why he wants that.
But he can't afford to fight the Patriots or the NFL.
Like it was an ad. Like the Times basically put out an ad for this guy. Hey, if you want to come and give me protection legally and financially, I'll tell you what I know.
He wants to sing if somebody's going to pay for him to sing.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
I'll tell you.
The question is, what does he want to sing about?
I'll tell you, I don't think the Jets really realized the can of worms that they were opening up.
Right.
I think if they did, they would have never gone public with that day.
Well that's a whole separate issue with who went public.
This is, right. I know, Fred, who went public.
Fred, maybe they didn't know what they were doing.
What?
Maybe they did know what they were.
No, because this is bad for all the teams.
Yeah.
This type of skullduggery goes on throughout the league, and
skullduggery.
You like that one?
I did.
Yeah,
that's probably Eric's probably the only one. I know what you're talking about.
And it's not just football; it's baseball, and it's all sports, and you know, and it's internal. It's stuff that really shouldn't be out there.
Even Mercury Morris and the Dolphins joked about it.
Yeah,
when they were asked about it, they said. Shula, what did he say? Was smart enough not to get caught, and if he did get caught, he would have blamed it on an assistant.
Blamed it on an assistant, and when they were out in Oakland, and any time a plane would go overhead.
That's funny.
You know, Shula would say, "Don't get in formation. Just mill around. Don't line up."
You know, I don't know how far this thing is going to go. I don't know if this is just. You know,
but it's a New York Times news story, right? So where does that go?
I know, but
I'm thinking the
whole thing with Arlen Specht. I don't know if this is a couple day news cycle story, and then we don't hear about it again, or whatever. Or Goodell has a phone call with Specht, and you know
he's irrelevant to me. I don't care.
Yeah,
about
I think
Specht
is useless. Matt Walsh is the key to this
whole
story.
The world is on the wrong part of this story.
Yeah,
this is the first time a former Patriot employee has come out and said, "I may know something."
Right.
To me, that's the story. Who cares about Arlen Specht?
Right.
That's not.
He's just trying to play the politician game, get his face out there, do Comcast a favor, whatever.
Now maybe he's just Matt Smith is just kind of making himself a little bit more important.
Yeah, maybe
than he
wants
needs
to. Well,
maybe he doesn't really know. You know, all that much, and he's just
Matt
trying
Walsh,
to.
Then why would he put himself out
Spectre,
there?
I agree with Tom. Spectre has nothing to do with this story.
Well, he's been sought out.
Yeah.
No, I know, but he very easily could have said, "I don't know anything. I don't know what you're talking about. Just leave me alone."
No, I think
he didn't say that. He said, "I know stuff, and if you protect me, I'll tell."
We don't know what's going through his head, or what his motives are, or what's
no
going
question.
On. We have no idea.
He is an ex-employee.
We have no idea what's going on with him.
And
but
who knows what the situation is? If he, you know. He's looking to make some money. You know,
we don't know.
Down on his luck. I have no idea. I mean, he's out in
but
Hawaii
to me,
now.
That can't be that bad.
That's more of the story.
It's like an assistant golf pro.
That is the story.
That's a huge story.
That's the story, and no one asked about it of
because,
Goodell.
With the Congress, that's just all windows,
grandstanding.
Right? Yeah, it's all,
it's all TV. Well, we'll show it on C-SPAN.
And one of the last questions from the Philadelphia writer, one of the last ones on the Spygate situation with Goodell was. You know, point blank, you know, Spectre was very critical of the Patriots-Eagles Super Bowl and wondering if this had anything to do with that, and that gave them any kind of a competitive advantage. So that's where Spectre's coming
right.
from.
Right. But
and this is not veiled very well.
Goodell is already on the record, and we learned some facts today. There were six tapes. There were notes. The tapes included from the 2006 season and preseason 2007. There were other notes that may have gone back further that they couldn't definitively decide whether they were taken from videotaping, doing something illegal.
God forbid they ask.
Okay.
You know?
You don't think they asked?
Well, then why don't they know definitively?
Who?
The league? Why
yeah.
Does the league know definitively?
Yeah. I mean, didn't they ask
know.
The question?
I don't know.
Where do these notes come from?
Well, they asked. That question was asked. He didn't answer it. The same
no,
thing.
No, no, not Goodell.
No, he wants to know why Goodell didn't say, Bill, where did these notes
yeah,
come
from? Yeah, where did
from?
These notes come from?
Maybe Goodell's saying, I can't prove it. He can tell me an answer, but I can't prove it.
My guess is he wasn't satisfied with the answers he got.
It's
my,
clear
my
what
guess is, my God, this is a scandal. Let's burn these things and
that's
get the
what
hell
I think.
Here.
They buried it.
Well, look.
Because he avoided that question.
Reason,
it was asked to him specifically,
reason,
and he avoided it.
Well, he answered directly why the tapes were destroyed.
Right, but someone said, weren't you worried that it would appear like a cover-up? And unfortunately, they buried it in a three-part question, and he answered one and two and never got to three.
Well, you know, what the perception is, it's gonna you can't help that. You don't do something that you think is the right thing because of what you think perception might be. You do it because it's the right thing.
He felt
that the right thing to do, we have an affidavit from the Patriots that these are all the tapes, that there are no other tapes existing. We know what's on the tapes. He said even people, the public knows now because some of them leaked out.
That's the story he's selling.
We were unhappy, so we felt if we destroyed the tapes, then there are no other in existence.
So,
and if some show up in existence, then the Patriots violated
that
affidavit.
We know where
so,
they came from.
Fred, let me ask you. Six tapes is something that Goodell said. I believe that it wasn't that big of a deal. Is that correct, Paul?
That's correct.
$750,000 in the first round draft pick.
It wasn't because of what was on the tapes. Get it through your head. It was because they blatantly... Oh. Thumb their
that's
nose at the rule. That's
then,
why
then
they
Goodell
were fined.
Contradicted himself at the press conference.
He never contradicted himself. That's
not
why,
according to you, because you live in fantasy.
No,
land.
That's two different things, Tom. One, he said that he didn't feel that what was on the tapes meant that much as far as competitive advantage. That's not why they were penalized so hard. It's because they blatantly thumbed their nose at the rule. That's why they were penalized.
And in Tom,
not
in my
because
opinion,
of what
those
was
two
on
things
the
are
tape.
Contradictory. They are two different things. I agree with you. But you
that's
think
a heck of a penalty for your first offense on
something. That's a contradictory mindset to say in one hand that it's not that big a deal, and another hand you violated a rule.
Wait a minute,
so
wait a minute, wait a minute, Paul.
Quote,
Paul,
quote,
you're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. You are not listening to me.
I listened to everything you just
what
said.
What was on the tapes wasn't a big deal as far
that's
as,
what he said.
Listen,
that's what he said.
As far as a competitive advantage.
Yes, that's
it was
what he
a
said.
Big deal. As far as how they did it and how they broke the
rule. I heard all of that you just said the first time you said it, and I think those two things are contradictory, and I think
no.
Tom agrees with me.
No, it's the blatant violation thumbing. After the supposed memo was received, they still did it. That's why they were penalized so harshly.
You're saying, Fred, that the act is more important than,
exactly.
than what actually happened.
Exactly.
The act of trying to do
and
something.
I'm
exactly.
Saying, and I'm saying I understand all of that because I'm not a moron in the first grade.
No,
I think that's a contradictory mindset.
I'm trying to understand where he's coming from on this. That's what you think is,
look,
is the bigger issue.
If they were filming guys, you know, fixing their helmets, okay, big deal. But they weren't supposed to be filming the other team's sideline. It doesn't matter what they were filming.
And that's a big deal.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It doesn't
right.
matter what was on the tape. It was what they were doing. What was on the tape gave them very little of a competitive advantage, according to Goodell. It's
right.
what they were doing, not what they were doing with it, not what was on
and,
the tape.
And the
it was
he
what
came
they
down
were doing.
So hard was why, did he say?
Because they were doing it.
Because we wanted to restore the competitive balance of the league. You can go look up the quote yourself, because that's what he said.
Right, because
we
what
to maintain the competitive
right, Paul,
balance of the league.
You still
those
don't get
two
it.
Mindsets are contradictory.
Right. Because Paul, because
thank
the,
you.
The Patriots,
thank you, Dan.
The Patriots might be doing that, and maybe what they were doing with the video or videotaping a sideline may not be that big a deal. But the next team could be doing something else with the same
well,
act.
Explain to
and
me,
that would be worse.
Explain to me how, if it's not an advantage, and it's not.
I never said that.
No, I didn't say you did, but he did.
No, he
I'm
did
using
not.
Goodell's words.
He never said it wasn't
this is unbelievable. He
said,
only, I guess I heard all the seven questions that
he said. His exact words: it had minimal impact.
Yes,
minimal
yes.
impact.
And
that's not
same,
nothing.
But at the same time, when asked why he came down so hard, he said he needed to maintain the competitive.
That's
balance.
Correct.
I didn't think, based on his first answer, I didn't think there was any doubt that there was
because
there was a competitive.
Because if he doesn't come down hard on the Patriots,
there was no taint to their success.
Because if he doesn't,
he told me
that's true.
And no one.
That's true. That's true.
Well, I think those two mindsets. That's a contradictory.
Well, the
we
other issue
because
is
what
there's
was,
definitely no taint to the success because their belief is all the Super Bowls were won before right. they cheated on, based on the tapes, and after they cheated based on turning in the tickets. Exactly. And there's a span there where they weren't good, and they admitted they cheated there.
In Never Never Land.
And here's the other thing that bothers me about this. Everyone's saying the Patriots got caught videotaping. The Patriots were right on the sideline in plain view. There was nothing about getting caught. They weren't trying to get away with anything. They were in plain view doing it. There was nothing deceptive about what they were doing. They were doing it in... It was, you know, you might say they wanted to get caught. That's fair. But they were not hiding this in any way whatsoever.
I don't see where the relevance of that comes in.
Why?
So if I...
What does it mean?
If I want to break a rule, as long as I just do it right out in the open and I show you, I'm going to break
another rule. Paul, another reason why he came down so hard on them.
Why is he saying, why didn't he say that? Why did he say he wanted to maintain the competitive balance?
Because...
Why didn't he say it was because of because such blatant disregard
Paul,
for my authority?
Paul,
that's a fair response from a commissioner.
That's also...
It was a blatant disregard of my authority. That's why I came down so hard. He had an opportunity to say
right,
that today.
But you don't try to make it personal. You don't try to make
it's
it about you. You don't
it's
try to make
it's
it about
his job.
It's his job.
It's not personal.
Exactly.
You think this is personal?
But you don't
with,
try
with
to
Michael
make.
Vick?
Oh, I was upset because they.
But he's not upset personally.
Not
he's
personally,
upset in the role
no,
as the commissioner, as
personal.
An authority figure.
Okay, but here it is. You know, if they don't come down hard on the Patriots for such a blatant violation, what does it send?
I'll tell
what
you this.
What message does it send
I'll
to the rest
this,
of the teams?
I was somewhat critical back 5 months ago when this came out, and I thought that the punishment was pretty severe, and I thought that they must have had a lot. They must have a lot. Based on what he said today, I think I was wrong 5 months ago. Now today, I would sit there and look from the Patriots side and say, this is a ridiculous punishment.
Way
they
too
hand
severe.
Down. It's much,
yeah.
much too
oh,
severe.
Oh, I agree with that, too.
Because based,
a shock.
Based on what Commissioner Goodell told us today, this was not. This was a pebble in an
because
ocean.
Because it wasn't.
And I think it's utterly ridiculous that he came down
look,
that hard. If it in fact had such a little impact on the NFL.
Because it had nothing to do with what was on the tape, Paul.
Then I think it's comical that they
right.
had to destroy
it. That's
so
what
fast.
It is? Then
right.
I think
that's
absolutely then that is
comical.
I mean,
they
he
had,
made light
they
of
had
the tapes.
They had to blow up tapes.
Right. He
but
made light of what was on those tapes.
Was
he said some of the coaches were waving at the camera because they knew it were being taped. The story he's selling is that there was nothing of any
well,
importance on those
but,
tapes.
But you know, going along your lines, if you think it's ridiculous that he... You know, if the only reason he destroyed those tapes then is because there was something damning on them and it's a big cover-up, you know, now that's what you're saying then.
No, I'm
you,
not. I'm
no,
saying,
I'm just saying
why
I'm
else
saying
would they
a
do that?
Competitive
that's
advantage
what I'm,
to be gained
I just,
by doing
he
this.
Told you why.
I think it's
I'm
stupid that they
a,
destroyed the tape
I'm
for the 24
this,
hours.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm saying
but he told you why they did that.
Advantage
and
to
I'm not buying the story.
They had already leaked out.
Because they're incompetent.
They had already leaked out. They wanted to get rid of these things.
Why? There's nothing on them.
I know, but they had
according
already leaked
to him,
out.
There's guys
coaches waving.
Waving.
But you've got two things in play here. You've got the plate. You've got the tapes in your possession. Okay, I'm Goodell. I've got the six tapes that are in my possession, and I've got an affidavit by the Patriots to say there is nothing else that exists. I also have an event that happened where the tapes have already leaked out. All right? I'm going to get rid of these things. Because then if I know what anything else is out there, it's not from my office.
But you know what you have.
You have it's your office.
You only had six tapes. Yeah. Not, I think we were all under the impression there were like thousands
right,
of tapes.
Right, that's what
you
I have.
Paul,
you told
well,
us
but the
but
issue is.
You're missing the point.
So if,
you
so,
all you have is a piece of paper from the Patriots.
I don't
saying,
understand what the big damage is if you saw another tape out there.
Paul, you
I
have.
I have these six, and I see another one out there that's different from the six I have. I know where it came from.
Plus,
the
there
Patriots.
Was already another
but,
one out there.
But now you know that the Patriots are lying.
Of course. And I would know that if they're destroyed
right.
or not destroyed. Well, there's only six in existence.
Well,
so if I see one that's different from the six I have, it's different.
This
and
is
they
a,
lied.
This is a big puzzle and there's a piece missing.
Right.
Well,
and the guy claiming he has the piece is in the New York Times today.
That's
the bottom line.
Part well, of this whole story. Is what
he is the
this,
guy claiming he knows something.
What does this guy know? And that's it's troubling to me as you know as a Patriots employee. What does this guy know?
Right.
And I have no
and
idea.
I don't know
what
if,
is he trying to do? What is he trying to gain from this?
I haven't been online much today or anything. See what the fans are talking about.
It's concerning to
but,
me.
But I, as far as, like we said, the government, who cares?
Right.
But
yeah,
now,
because
exactly. if one employee comes out, are there others?
Right.
You know, like, well, how far is this going to run down the ladder if someone comes out here? So that's where I think.
Well, there's been a lot of employees of the Patriots, so you would imagine that there's somebody else out there, right?
Right, but I'm saying, say
I
this
don't
one
know.
Guy.
But
does that have? Are you concerned about that at all? Because as a Patriots
no,
employee,
I'm not
concerned about it.
Because there's nothing. Look, we're talking about football here. We're not talking about breaking into the Democratic
National Convention. We're talking about a multi-billion dollar industry.
We're not talking about breaking into the National Convention, but we have to destroy evidence.
I just explained to you why they did that. Goodell did too.
But we all know it's football, but don't we all?
Yeah, I'm not talking about football.
I like to think I went to college and got a degree, so I'm not a moron, so I'm not believing that story that you and Goodell are trying to shovel.
Well,
but you guys are arguing about it. It's not just football. It's business. There's billions of dollars on the line.
Somebody in your office already leaked that to whoever, was it Fox?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, let's just get rid of them.
So you're incompetent. You're incompetent. You can't.
That might
away
be.
And
that might be.
You can't control your staff and whoever.
That might be.
What
but
he
the
said,
best
the chain of command.
The best way to make sure that doesn't happen again is just get rid of them.
Well, that's sort of a flawed.
And
logic.
I have a piece of paper that says that there's nothing else out there. So now there's nothing.
But
out
let's
there.
Not stuff, just say stuff, it's, now, it's now, just football.
Now
it
stuff
isn't.
Leaked out on the Michael Vick stuff. Thing, right? Like there was leaks on the Michael Vick. So did they destroy all the files?
Oh, right. Now you're talking about government documents that it's illegal to do that. It's illegal to do that.
No, I'm talking about any files that the NFL had. Did they just burn them up because they don't want to?
You can't. Those are government. That's, you know, police records and things like that. You can't destroy that stuff.
There is another.
I mean, you can, but it's illegal.
That you were talking about the things being leaked and Fox getting it. The connection there is that Roger Goodell is married to Fox News Channel anchorwoman Jane Skinner.
Right.
So some people have speculated that maybe those leaks weren't exactly.
But and maybe he's protecting himself.
My point is,
because if there's any more leaks, it's not from me.
Right. So if you see a tape that shows up and it's different from the six that you have, you know that the Patriots lied.
Eric,
they didn't turn it all
but
over.
But Eric
you.
Has a good point.
I don't think it is, though. I mean, I understand the connection. I'm not saying that.
Oh, you didn't make it.
No. I understand.
Here we
go. Don't start doing that.
Isn't this
when we're
what I said in the van?
Serious.
We're gonna argue about this forever. And then, no, wait. Yeah.
We're not even gonna talk about that. I think that the best point of this whole thing is the fact that there's a connection, and I think that's why it's a cover up, Fred.
No.
Because there's too many dots to be connected.
But
he's more worried about how it's gonna look on him.
Okay.
And his league.
Fine.
And the fact that his wife's channel is the one that got it.
But
that's why he blew this stuff. Not because he wants to make sure that if he finds any other tape out there that he
well,
wants
then
to make
you,
sure.
Then
knows?
You just destroyed your old argument about the whole competitive balance thing.
Well,
because
I'm not making the competitive balance argument. Roger Goodell tried to do that.
If he
today.
Destroyed those tapes to make sure that he can't again be accused of leaking them out to his wife because he doesn't have them anymore, well, that answers your question.
My point is I don't see how in one breath you can say it's not a big deal and another breath say that it's maintaining the competitive balance of the league. I don't think that those two things, one is not a big deal and one's a very big deal to me.
Because if one team kind of got away with it with just a wrist slap, I'm going to go full board doing everything I can to do it. Now you've got an arms race. Now you've got a league.
He admitted there's already an arms race.
That's
right.
What everyone's doing.
He said, if you're not trying to cover up your signals, then you're stupid.
Right.
He quoted Bill Parcells.
He had everything
and talked about the arms
right.
band.
Right.
He had everything but the broom in
so
one hand and lifting up the carpet with the other.
So at least I can, you know, I can close the door on this one way.
That's what Ricky Morris like, wasn't
it? You know? You can't stop it altogether, but you know this.
He can't stop anything. Apparently, well, the tape's in his office, and it gets on the TV. He can't stop any cheating in his league.
Well, see,
maybe the sheriff needs to tighten things up a little.
I'm curious about him saying that. Oh, well, you know, we had to get rid of them because look, there's a leak in my office.
That's flawed, isn't it?
It is because
clean house.
Let's
get rid of the leak.
Well, that's what I want.
Not the evidence.
Let's get rid of the leak.
That's what I hate about That's what I hate about all these sports leagues being in New York.
Let's just say
it's all a bunch of New York fans that, you know, they're all New York centric. They should put it in Kansas City somewhere in the middle of the country.
Or Foxborough.
Or Foxborough. so they're not affected by the whole New York thing. I mean, you know that right now in that office on Park Avenue, there's a bunch of people that are Giants fans pulling for the Giants.
Here's a hypothetical. Let's just say for the sake of argument that there was, in fact, something or some things on those tapes that was very incriminating, that was harmful. That the commissioner.
But what could that be?
Super Bowls. If Spectre gets what he wants, and Super Bowls were not on the up and up.
Okay.
Those are Bill. I mean, think about what would have happened in his area.
I'd keep those lying around if I was Bill Belichick.
No, but think what would happen in Pennsylvania if the Eagles win a Super Bowl. Doesn't that affect their economy? Isn't there a lot of money involved there?
Absolutely.
So it's not just football. It's not just two teams going out back and giving it the old college try.
Right.
It's a business.
Right. I'd keep that right on the shelf with how we cheated in Super Bowl 39.
Let me finish the point. If
whatever it was, 38.
Fred, the theater
probably
of
all
the,
of them.
It was 39. The theater of the absurd. Yes.
So hypothetically, let's agree that
break glass in case of emergency.
he's unbelievable.
Okay, so we've agreed that hypothetically, let's say, there is something incriminating on these tapes, and Goodell doesn't want that information known to the public.
Okay.
And can't control his own staff.
No, that's my point. Maybe he says,
And yet doesn't think it's a big deal.
So maybe he says to himself, I don't want this out there. I need an excuse, a legitimate excuse, to destroy these tapes. What should I do? Let me leak, quote unquote, to my wife.
Plausible.
I'm just saying hypothetically. Let's say.
It's diabolical, but it's plausible.
The most harmless piece of video that I can
that
find.
That I can find, and then say, hey, you know what? There was a leak in my office. I have to get rid of these
tapes. Well, now you're calling him an outright liar because he said there were six tapes in 2006 and preseason. So that had nothing to do with the Eagles Super Bowl.
I'm saying hypothetically.
Right.
If there was something on those tapes, that is a plausible reason for him destroying those tapes.
Is it convenient, Eric? Is it convenient from his side that all the evidence of cheating he found involved no Super Bowls? In no way could tarnish a Super Bowl? 06 and
that's what he said.
But isn't that convenient for his argument if he's protecting the sanctity of the Super Bowl?
But now you're calling him an out and out liar.
We're just throwing out possible theories.
But he specifically said when the tapes were from. No.
To protect their multi-billion-dollar industry.
He would have to be out and out lying for what you're saying to be true.
I believe people lie in this world.
Okay. But that's what you're saying.
Can I ask you another question, Fred?
It's possible.
There's just six tapes. Like, they felt like we'll tape a couple here, a couple there. What the heck? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't get the whole thing.
If it's so worked up after not being in Super Bowl for a year that he said, you know what we got to do? We got to start cheating. We got to start taping defenses.
No, I'll tell you what happened.
I love it when he says he actually knows. Then we get one of these ridiculous stories.
If you want to listen, I'll tell you what happened.
Okay, go.
It's the emergence of all these team-owned crews on the sideline. Of course, we're one of them. We have more, you know, it used to be just NFL films and, you know, some local media, but now teams have their own production. How do you regulate that? How do you know
this is
filming?
Your whole altruistic. He wanted to save everybody by proving you could cheat, and he'll take the bullet for everybody, right?
No, but that's the emergence of all this. That's why this has come to this point, because there are all these crews owned by the teams on the sideline.
So you're saying it would be a lot easier if Bielo was out of a job?
No, but that's what Bielo could be doing for all we know.
Fire
He could be
Bielo.
Working for the CIA.
Fire Bielo.
He's shaking his head. No, I don't work for the CIA.
So am I the only one?
I mean, I could work for the
CIA.
So
how many does – does everybody have a crew like we do here with Bielo?
A lot of teams do now, yeah.
Pretty much
because they're all producing stuff for their
– So they could be – stealing
cheating.
Signals.
They could be.
Without
they could be.
Knowing.
By the way,
yes.
As we're talking about
and
this,
Bill
right,
wanted
right
to
in
point
the midst
that
of
out.
Our video clue, they're really interested in this. They like the fact that their jobs are being thrown away.
And like Adele said it, on one of the tapes, at one point, the coaches waved at the camera.
Right. Now, here's
they know they're being videotaped.
Here's another point. If this was supposedly something that goes on all the time with teams throughout the league, that, to me, implies that it's been going on for a while, for several years. Is it
only 2006?
But now it's
that's what I'm saying.
It's easier to do now.
Pretty much at the time, there were people that were saying that the Patriots have done this all the time.
Right. There are quotes and stories out there.
But now all of a sudden, they only found
two. But conveniently, Roger was able to just, nope, it's just the years when they weren't involved in any Super Bowls.
And there were just six tapes.
Well, the six tapes thing is plausible.
That's very
surprising. See, I find that plausible.
Because I find it plausible that that's all they turned over.
They're taping, but it's a small amount. What does a tape hold, 3 hours?
What's a game?
Like, well, there are different size tapes.
But they're not taping.
Six games.
They're not taping the game.
They're right.
Taping the boom, boom.
True, true.
It's like 6 seconds.
It's the coach,
so
the down and distance.
You could get
coach,
a lot of those on
distance.
One tape.
But they said that it was only 2005, 2006.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. You
late 2006,
you don't need a ton of space to store all that stuff.
Right. I just don't think
it just, I don't know. Just
I don't buy any of it,
look,
so I got no problem questioning the number of tapes.
Don't have this extensive video archive. Maybe they record it all into notes.
To notes and then burn
and then
the tapes.
And they get rid of the tapes.
Let me ask you
but
this,
but there's no doubt in my mind they had more
they're
than
under
six
the end
tapes.
Zone at Gillette Stadium.
Do you think the Times had this for a while and they
yes.
were sitting on it?
No question.
For this weekend.
Well, the Spectre thing just came out.
Right, but the Times with the ex-employee.
Yeah, I'm sure they had it for a while.
They might have couldn't they go to Spectre and say, we have this guy who's claiming that he says something, Spectre signs on
why
board.
Him, though? Why would they go to him?
Maybe because he was Philadelphia?
I think he came
Because the guy
out
from Carolina
out.
Didn't want to.
Well, and because
I don't
he,
know.
Was, he was somewhat outspoken at the
right.
time about that
He's
Super
a showman,
39.
Isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
let's face it, this is
so, you know where to go if you want a showman
He's always standing
sign.
In the hall at the Senate,
right.
you
we
know.
We all agree this is no place for politics. This is no place for Congress. So they picked a guy who would be more than willing to jump into that arena.
We're going to take emails today?
Oh, yeah. We definitely are going to take emails.
But, you know, the football thing, Andy's, you know, was talking about the business, Fred, and you're, like, making fun of it, it's football.
It's
not
football.
We all agree that none of us think it's, quote, just football? Football's a little bit more important to us than
How about us? We don't have anything to do with football. We have all these people have jobs around here, making money, producing money for the crafts, sucking money out. It's a huge business.
Yeah. That's what.
It's not just football.
It's not just football
to us.
It's a $1 billion business that's at stake.
Yeah, I know. But when it comes to what's
it's
going
always
on,
a butt.
Now, for you want to make fun of Congress? I'm right with you. Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't be involved.
When it comes to that whole what's going on game day between the sidelines, at that point, it's a game.
But if the game is tarnished, the biggest game in the world, absolutely. Super Bowls.
No fan or anyone involved with wants to think that these games aren't on the up and up.
That reaches out into travel, gambling, the next cities that are going to host it, Vegas. There's a lot of little fingers that are involved.
None of us are naive enough, I hope, to know that there's funny business that goes on everywhere.
Yeah, but here's the total aside. For this.
What a cynic.
This doesn't have anything to do specifically.
Boston College has taught us that many times.
That's a great shot, Freddie.
You like that one?
Love that shot. That was excellent. That was excellent. Well, any port in a storm. Anyway, how about the fact that we went through great lengths today to say about how unimportant this is, and Goodell made a couple of cracks about it, about how everybody does it. He made the Parcells quote about if you're not doing it, if you're not expecting it to be done to you, you're stupid. Okay, so it's not that important. I probably agree with that. I think everybody does it. Why does he come out with the memo, the extra memo to strictly prohibit it? If we know what's going on, and everybody knows what's going on, the teams know that they're doing it, they're all doing it, they're doing it to each other.
Right.
And you say, well, because he specifically came out and said, we got to stop doing this, that's why he came down so hard. Why was he so concerned before he had to come down so hard?
Because people were doing it. So they had look.
Make it legal then if it's not a big deal.
No.
Marijuana?
Instead of making it legal, he came out and said, no, we're really going to enforce this.
Right.
But then in the next breath, he said it's not a big deal.
Well,
I don't really understand
maybe they
that.
I think I showed you the rule as it was written before the memo.
The
very vague.
Beer cup one.
There's all, right behind. Right.
I didn't think it was as vague as
I think there was a big loophole in that one. And then he came out with the memo that was a clarification of that rule. Now, the fact that he had to come out with a memo to clarify the rule
because he knew
people were doing it, and teams were mad at each other.
He knows teams are doing it, but he also knows it's not that big a deal. So why is it such? Why did it all of a sudden become such
a
big deal?
Why are people mad at each other?
Because
if it's not
why
that
did
big
you
deal?
Know? Why did he get all?
Because
hot
people were violating the rule,
year.
And what? And it was like in our, if they're going to do that, I'm going to do this, and if they're going to do this, I'm going to do that, and he had to put a stop to it at some point. The Patriots elected not to stop at that point, and that's why he came down hard.
No, I understand what you're saying. That's why he came down hard. My question is, if it's not a big deal, why did he feel like he had to reinforce his stance on this rule that you say is antiquated
because
and vague?
It was getting to the point now with electronic surveillance. It was just harder to enforce now because of all these camera crews that are on the sideline, team owned camera crews. It was harder to know what people are doing.
All the more reasons. Just step back and say, listen, it's gamesmanship. It's part of what goes on.
You can't.
We got to accept it.
Because maybe the Patriots were only taping defensive signals, but maybe other teams, or there could be the possibility of other things you could do with those same. You don't know what people are doing with it.
And you just said that you don't know what people are doing with it now.
I don't.
So. I just look
but at,
at it,
least
just,
now he set
I
a precedent.
Find it strange.
So if they find somebody else doing it, a first round draft pick and $500,000 will be peanuts for the second guy that does it.
I sort of agree with Paul. He was contradictory. In one sentence,
well,
it's like he's saying, but he basically used the LT theory.
Right,
if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Right.
But then I said, well, I had to keep everybody from cheating. Well,
see,
you just said everybody's
don't
cheating.
Don't say that we're all in agreement with you in that it's not that big a deal. So let's state that up front. I just think that Goodell's explanation today was somewhat contradictory. I don't think it's that big a deal, Fred. We've agreed with that since the day it happened. I mean, a guy's giving defensive signals. I'm looking. I'm videoing. I don't really see.
Much of a difference. And like we said, the 72 Dolphins, led by Mercury Morris today, agreed that it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, they all
to them.
Even
and
they,
he'd be latching on to anything he could to rip this team.
Right.
Grumpy,
that Ravens loss.
None of
that Ravens game is sticking in his craw.
Oh, yeah.
That Ravens game keeps getting. Even the commissioner said that was like the low point for the Patriots. That Ravens
one
game.
One time out.
And they weren't that good this year.
They weren't that good this year.
By the way, Goodell overall today, we should probably all met.
Very good.
We all were very impressed. It was our first one in person.
He looks good up there.
Our first one in person for Goodell.
You want a piece of him or something?
Yeah,
you got a little thing for Goodell?
No, I just think he looks the part.
He looks good up there.
He looks the part.
Better than the last guy?
Oh, yeah. Scott in Washington says, hey, Fred Spector, can you and your committee please move on to something else? It's 4:30 and all you've talked about are the tapes. Please talk about, A, how this issue coming up today may affect the game on Sunday.
That's what we're talking
about.
And
then, yeah. B, talk about something else. We can talk about the tape issue on February 4th and afterwards. What's the latest on practice? Have you had any insights into how the game may play out, et cetera? Thank you.
We haven't practiced yet.
We've been talking about that all week, though, too. This is kind of a big deal.
It's new. It's a big deal.
No socks. What time is practice? What time is it over?
This is a lot of silence.
So we should get the pool report shortly.
Okay.
We'll be able to update Scott with the practice.
Scott, we're not allowed at practice, just so you know. But our TV cameras are, right?
Theoretically. Yeah.
Was Rabel still wearing the Tippett shirt? No? Oh.
Oh.
That's too bad.
Okay. You weren't untucked at practice, B-Lo?
Tippett's in.
I know you were. That makes bad radio, too, though.
One day? One day for the
Well, I'll tell you, that's the next thing that I'm really looking forward to is tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes.
4 o'clock, is it?
2:30.
2:30. 2:30 our time or what?
2:30
here. 4:30
Eastern.
4:30 Eastern.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice out.
Well.
Tip.
I got it somewhat right. Yeah, that's when we'll find out if Andre Tippett
is in the
hall.
And that'll be a great day for the Pats.
Yeah, we hope.
Yes.
It will be.
Yeah. You think so?
Yes.
You feeling good
about it? We already went around the table. We all feel good.
Yep.
Lock.
Yeah, but you guys don't know anything.
We know. We know.
I don't know, but I have a good feeling.
We don't know. I mean, did you think he was going to get in last year?
No.
No.
I know. I did, actually. Andy's got a source. He's in.
Good.
I got a source. Even though they haven't voted yet, I got a source.
I'm going with Andy's source.
That would be great.
He's in. Get the bust ready.
Okay.
Are we going to cover that?
Yeah.
We're sending somebody down to the Hall of Fame, the whole crew? Road trip. Let's get an RV.
Is Andre going to be there?
At the Hall of Fame?
Oh, for the induction.
That was the dumbest question he's ever asked.
I thought you meant tomorrow.
Oh, he'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, we're
tomorrow
yes,
too.
I know we're going tomorrow. I'm talking about when he gets inducted next August.
We'll figure something
or July or whenever it is.
Yeah, we'll do something.
I say we all go. 1-800 RV for rent. We get
that's
one.
When we sleep at the Motel 6 because they don't really have a lot of good.
That's why we should rent a big John Madden cruiser and put my face on the side.
Have Silverman drive it?
We need two John Madden cruisers for that.
I see what you did there.
What?
He goes, we'll have Silverman drive it.
No, I want to return it in good condition, not like the van he took out today.
Jim from Roanoke Rapids says, I'm not sure.
How funny would that have been if that was him?
I'm not sure if you already know this, but the Patriots win Sunday. If they win, they'll put the AFC back into a 21-21 tie with the NFC and Super Bowl wins.
That's the biggest thing that's, to be gained by a win.
That's what the extra motivation there.
James always has those obscure stats.
We got to represent the AFC. All right, Dan, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about football.
A tremendous performance. The Patriots win the AFC Championship.
Your New England Patriots are AFC champions and are off to Arizona for Super Bowl 42. And you can join them when they play for their fourth Super Bowl championship just by shopping at the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com. That's right. Go to the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com for your AFC Championship gear, and you could win a trip for two to the Super Bowl. You could get the same AFC Championship hat and t-shirt the players were wearing on the field. Check out the huge collection of AFC Champion merchandise with items like sweatshirts, ladies' tees, keychains, and many Pro Shop exclusive items that you won't find anywhere else. Can't make it to Foxborough? Log on to PatriotsProShop.com and gear up for the Super Bowl and get your Pats merchandise directly from the source. And remember, just for shopping at PatriotsProShop.com, you will be entered to win a trip for two to Super Bowl 42. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open Monday through Sunday leading up to the Super Bowl.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything. Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots extra points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots extra points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com. ExtraPoints.com.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress. We'll be here until 6 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Mountain Time. Anthony writes in, he says, the following is the Patriots' pool report from practice from Dan Pompey of the Chicago Tribune. The Patriots concluded their preparation for Super Bowl 42 with a crisp workout in shorts and shells at Sundayville Stadium that lasted an hour and 20 minutes on Friday. We're ready to roll, Coach Belichick said. We're ready as we're going to be. Belichick said the team will not have a walkthrough at University of Phoenix Stadium Saturday. The Patriots will go to the stadium to take a team photo. Wide receiver Jabbar Gaffney's shoulder injury has improved, and Gaffney was able to participate in practice. Quarterback Tom Brady's ankle continued to be a non-issue, so the Patriots look to be completely healthy. And Pro Football Hall of Fame running back Jim Brown spoke to the team before practice at Belichick's request.
Oh, we saw him earlier in the day.
Yeah, he was on Radio Row. So we should also say that you bumped into Mean Joe Green.
I saw Mean Joe.
You had Mean Joe.
Can I have your jersey?
You had words with Mean Joe.
I did.
It went something like this. Yeah. Hey, Mean Joe.
He wanted to stop and shake my hand, but I didn't hold it out.
Mean Joe stopped. He looked over, and he pointed his finger up in the air.
Yep. Fred was the little kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Mean Joe, by the way, this is a sad note. Mean Joe was walking kind of like he was walking
like
in
every other
commercial.
NFL player.
Oh, my
right.
God, it was
sad.
It
wasn't sadder like than the way
Hannah,
Jim Brown
like,
was walking.
Yeah. It was very sad.
Or Kyle Brady.
And we also saw Joe Montana down in the
I did not see Joe.
The lobby
from
of the Joe's media.
Diner. Fine.
Or I may have walked by him.
He was walking okay. He didn't take a lot of big hits in his day, though.
He looks fine.
Anthony, North Carolina. Guys, I agree with what you're saying about the NFL being big business. Why doesn't Congress then go ahead and investigate the piss-poor officiating? Why didn't anybody come out about how badly officiated the 05 playoffs were handled, especially the Super Bowl? While bad officiating isn't cheating, I still think from the standpoint of the government monitoring league practices, why not regulate officiating since it's big business? Hey. I know it's a ridiculous thought, but when we have soldiers dying in Iraq daily, it's hard to understand the interest in this from any government official. Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. The less government gets involved in this, the better.
We all agree.
Especially 2 days before the Super Bowl.
And, okay. So, all right. So let's get
squinting.
No, because, you know, when you unplug the computer, the light goes down.
Yeah.
It's not as bright.
Screen.
It's not as bright.
I know some that's not as bright, too. I'm just saying.
Leave Erica alone.
Web radio at Patriots.com. What time is Chris coming on the show?
I don't know.
Chris, what time are you coming on the show?
Whenever you're ready.
Tom, are you ready?
Why don't we do a little football here? And then
before
you can
we get
to
into
that.
The true
right.
ridiculousness.
Then you can get to the
Matt from
round
Quincy.
One of the bludgeoning.
I've been working the last couple of days, haven't listened to too much of the show, so if you've already covered this, please disregard. I picked up this issue's of PFW and had a question.
Uh-oh.
I get the subliminal 19 for the undefeated season and the 4
for the fourth Super Bowl, but there appears to be a number 7 on the side of the stadium. That is the case, what is the significance?
4 and 7 years, clearly.
Right. Also, maybe it would have been a good idea to put a subliminal 56 on the cover also.
Why? You didn't see that?
I guess for Tippett.
You didn't see that?
Look closer, you'll find it.
Yeah, you'll have to find it.
You'll find it.
It's like the Playboy symbol on their covers.
Right. All right, let's see. Kevin writes in, just wanted to pass some praise along since this is your last podcast of the season. You brought up rings the other day, and I wanted to say this. Even though you may or may not get rings if the Patriots win, I would say that if I were the owner of the team, you guys would definitely be included. Usually when a team wins a championship, they include their broadcasters since they bring the game into the fans' living rooms. You guys do the same and more for me. You build up and break down each game for me through the paper and the podcast.
Why don't we forward that on to people who matter?
That being said, it will be hard to cut back listening to you guys as much once the season is over. You are the best radio show in sports without question because you balance information with humor perfectly. Keep up the fantastic work because there are people out here who definitely appreciate it.
And don't forget, twice a week.
That's Kevin from St. Mary's, Georgia.
Twice a week leading up to the draft, right? Isn't that what we're going to do?
Yes.
Yep, twice a week. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Let's see. Idlebutt has some advice for Tom. I was both shocked and pleased to hear my email read. Love getting the info about why podcasts don't go further. Maybe you could sequentially rebroadcast the stuff from the preseason on during the off days of the season. Anyway, sorry to trash your
picks. We're now in reruns? He wants reruns in the offseason.
We give you fresh stuff in the offseason.
Sorry to trash your pictures on the MySpace page. Just trying to keep the gag going. Know I raved about this before, but the show is truly fantastic. Love hearing the more ground-level view of what Super Bowl week is like. Man, you guys might be exhausted by the time the actual game rolls around.
We were exhausted three days ago.
Heard Tom talking about a snoring problem. I wanted to mention that I have a pretty bad snore myself, which drove my wife crazy. I went to see a doctor in New York City who's patented a solution. Here you go, Tom. You get fitted for a device, insert joke here, which really cuts down on the problem. I can't believe I'm pimping this doctor. He's the biggest narcissistic ass I've ever met, but the thing works.
What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
It's not the thing he has already?
I don't know. Did he say what it was?
No, he doesn't say what it is.
It's a device. Yeah. He left it.
That's helpful for him.
Strangely vague. He's like Roger Goodell.
I'll go out and look for that device.
That was Andy, Fred.
Let's see. Dennis writes in. I have more of a comment than a question. I joined the Navy in 83 and was on patrol on my first submarine during the Pats-Bears Super Bowl and missed it. Not sure that was a bad thing. Anyway, I was able to see it for the very first time the other day on the NFL Network. When they replayed the game and noted something interesting. During the first half, the cameras turned to show the Bears sideline, specifically the backup quarterback signaling in the next offensive play, and what followed was very peculiar, especially in light of Spygate. The commentators commented on the fact that the Bears used two people to signal in their plays because they were paranoid about their signals being stolen and that the practice of stealing signals was something that they participated in and probably still were doing. Although not the same as Spygate, I thought it was very interesting how lighthearted they were in putting this out as they called the game.
Teams have been employing multiple signal callers from the sidelines for years.
And as the commissioner will tell you, it's nothing. So
you do that in high school.
Yeah.
When you signal plays in from the sideline, some high schools have the guy will come over, the quarterback will come
over. You have
over.
A decoy and
sometimes
a real guy.
The backup quarterbacks just sit there and they do signals, and only one guy is actually doing the real signals.
And the videotaping is the difference.
Right, and also at that time, that was before the communication between the
coach
and the quarterback with the helmet.
But in all sports, in baseball, guys on second base will try to steal a sign. If that happens, the players take care of it themselves. Right. He gets plunked next. Right. But if there's a camera in center field,
then it's
outright cheating. That's not part of the game.
That's what makes it cheating and not stealing signals.
Mike Gherkin.
Pickle man. I had a gherkin for lunch.
Sweet gherkin?
I think it was a sour gherkin.
You had some too, didn't you?
Yeah,
they're usually sweet, and these were not. They tasted more like olives than pickles.
Really?
They weren't good.
It was a weird gherkin.
Anyway, this gherkin says, as you've seen in the injury report, Burris has not been able to practice this week. At first, I thought this was no big deal because he had done this majority of the year and was still successful. However, I saw a report that mentioned that since the playoffs started, he was able to practice a few days before the Cowboys game and then had a full week of practice before the Green Bay game, and we saw how good he looked in those two games. My question is, do you think that this is a new injury, knee, not ankle, according to the injury report, and do you think it will really have an effect on how he can play Sunday?
It is a new injury.
Yeah, I think
Coughlin
it is a new
talked
injury.
About it. Yeah. But I just, in my mind, he's fallen into Brady land where he's already shown that he can not practice and go on the field and produce. So until I see him not out there producing, I'm assuming he's going to.
Yeah, Coughlin was talking about the knee today and the
right.
swelling in that and how it's gone down a little bit and feeling a little bit better. But I agree. I mean, he's going to play, and I also think that the Patriots are going to have him right at the top of their list.
Go for the knees.
Well,
wait a minute. Didn't we talk about the ankle and that wasn't okay?
Right.
Oh, okay.
But you said it was.
I did.
Okay.
I would go for both on both sides of the ball. I'd be diving for Brady's ankle and Plaxico's knee.
I just think that he'll be at the top of the Patriots list in terms of options they want to try to eliminate.
Okay.
And they've been able to do that. Andy brought this up.
That's a good point.
And doing the Burris stuff. He had the great game against Green Bay. He really didn't do much against Tampa Bay or Dallas.
Yeah, he had one huge game.
He's had one huge game in the playoffs.
Toomer, who drops half the balls thrown to him, has actually been more consistent for
that. I think he has 16 catches in the postseason, right?
What?
Didn't he have 16
catches?
16 catches,
I believe. 15 or 16 and,
so
and 11 in
11
one game.
Of those came
he had one in four or one in three.
So he hasn't really
in there.
Done a whole lot, so maybe the fact that he's been banged up all year is starting to...
Catching up to him.
Yeah, starting to affect him.
You getting hot? You hot?
No, I was glad certain people who came in the room left the room.
Oh,
good.
Really?
Owners and coaches' assistants.
Should we have you facing the door from now on?
I'm just glad I'm facing the door so I can be mid-sentence, just stop and say, go Pets.
Give me a little something, okay?
Vern writes in, I'm a regular PFW radio listener, mostly via podcast, and PFW subscriber. I was wondering, do you guys have any idea where us fans back home can get a copy of the video that the Pats put on the big screen in the stadium pregame? Essentially, I know I and other friends planning our Super Bowl parties at home would love to psych ourselves up with the 300 video that is played in the stadium pregame.
So you can get 300. Or email Gary. Maybe he'll hook you up.
We're not allowed to.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, by the way.
I'm astounded by that.
It's on YouTube. Somebody taped it with like their camera phone or something. It's the same clip where you see Richard Seymour barking at the
supposedly headbutting a coach, even though he didn't
the coach
headbutt
from San Diego.
Oh, really?
The whole lead into that's 3 minutes in. The whole lead in is they taped from the big screen the whole 300 with that guy. Ah. The movie Fred Loves.
I thought it was a good
movie.
Good movie.
Yeah.
It's a good
overrated.
Movie.
It was. It wasn't as good as I thought it might be, but it was good.
Visually interesting.
Very
story.
Interesting.
Nothing.
No, it was. It was a very simple story.
And I'm a simple man. It didn't work.
300 guys that got whooped.
Right.
Big deal.
You know, he throws that spear at the end, and you think, wow, he's going to nail him, and he nicks him, and then
they kill
him.
Right. What kind of story is that?
Not exactly the message you want to have going into a football game. Throw a bomb. Oh, it's off his fingers, and we get blown out.
How about watching a football game? Would that be the message you want to have while you're getting ready to watch a game?
That psyched up, you mean?
email.
Well, I wouldn't be playing anything before the game.
That's my point.
I'd be playing like that. What do they do? The lingerie bowl or something.
No.
Or
puppy
Tom
bowl.
Would watch the puppy bowl.
Yeah, puppy bowl.
Let's see. Gary from Syracuse, do you think that because the Giants played the Pats so close during the regular season that they may be too confident? I'm not saying that it is true, but if they would have gotten blown out in the regular season, they might be working harder knowing they got blown out. But because it was so close, they might be overly confident. What do you guys think?
I think that's a legitimate
Wouldn't the Patriots
point.
Be overly confident because they won? I mean, you're telling me the Giants aren't working hard because they almost beat the Patriots?
Either way, the Giants get their asses kicked.
You could argue that the Patriots are whistling past the graveyard and saying, we played terrible defense the first time. We're going to play better defense, so they don't have a chance. Well, maybe you play defense the way you play defense.
But I think that the significance of the game is the opposite. I think if the Giants got blown out, they would have no confidence whatsoever coming to this game, and they would get blown out again. Now,
what do you think Emmett would think?
Blowed out. But I think the fact that the Patriots had a close game means that they're going to have their full attention because they know that it was a close game.
Yep.
And I think any chance of them kind of being overconfident is eliminated by the fact that they
were
kind of
so
taken
close.
To the wall in that game.
Hey, where's Gary? Walking around pretending he's busy.
Folder under his arm.
He's very busy.
Walking
very
fast,
busy.
Looking up at the clock. And
very busy
parties.
Today. Very busy. Hugh from Manchester United Kingdom.
Hugh.
Hi there, Cork Soakers. Just wanted to say the coverage on Patriots.com is great. Better
than take Friday off.
Better than any club website we have here in the UK, whatever the sport. We are all looking forward to the game Sunday night. Kicks off at 2300 here in the UK, so plan on getting drunk, then phoning in sick Monday morning. A couple questions. Eric, don't worry that you never sold a painting. Neither did Van Gogh. He also never married, probably.
Probably for the same reason.
He cut off his ear and then shot himself. You're halfway to greatness, and you just need to finish the job.
Yeah, go for it. Finish the job.
Thanks, you.
Paul, for God's sake, man, you're in Arizona. Get out and get some sun. The glare is killing my eyesight.
Wow.
Wow. Just so you know, there isn't any sun.
And it's freezing over here.
It's just seen Peyton cold. Manning's face fuzz on, and he's got a beard now. Did you know that?
Peyton no. Manning?
Peyton Manning.
I must look awful.
Yeah. Got one of those goatees.
Oh, I think he looked like Chris Ferreira.
I didn't think he was old enough to have a beard.
Yeah, he saw it on the NFL Network, and the Urban Dictionary phrase of the day has to be Abe Lincoln.
Oh, we've used that one in the past.
Finally, guys.
I knew where that one was going.
Let's see. Patriots 35 points by halftime, and Manning Jr. completely loses the plot in the second half.
I agree.
Yeah, I think he's
if, the Patriots have 35 points at halftime, yeah, it's not going to matter what happens in the second half.
Fred, you made a friend from the UK today.
Yeah, that's right. Tell us
Big
about
Sky
that.
Channel or something?
Sky UK.
Sky UK.
I don't know his name. I didn't.
Some, Sky News.
The real you gave him your card.
Yeah, well, you never know if you're in London and you need, you know, a
But
connection.
You gave him your card.
That's right.
So how, you don't know his he's name. How are you going to contact
him? He said he was going to email me.
Oh, that's
they're an affiliate they're an affiliate of Fox. Here in the U.S.
Yeah, Rupert owns
Well, Rupert Murdoch.
We talked to him the other night.
Fox is an affiliate of them.
Oh,
Sky UK is much bigger than Fox, believe me.
That's you have huge. This thing for Sky UK.
It's huge.
It does.
Do you have stock in this company or something? What's up with that?
Let's see. Rob.
Isn't UK like this big?
But Sky's big. They
have
the rights to Manchester United.
Sky UK soon.
And they're big.
So is this a tie-in to a Kraft somehow owned business? Nope. Manchester United? They were going to buy a team, something, blah, blah.
Nope. You know who owns Manchester United now or has controlling interest?
The bearded Abe Lincoln.
That's right, down in Tampa.
Yeah.
Tampa.
Right.
What's his name?
The Glazers.
Glazer. Is he dying?
I don't. Why? Why do you say that?
I thought he was sick.
I don't know.
Why are you trying to
kill people?
You're trying to kill everybody.
Trying to knock
today.
Everybody off
today.
What?
You
I thought the guy was sick.
You got me and Tom halfway in the grave.
Well,
Fred.
All three of you sitting on that side of the table are in the Deadpool. Fred first, Paul second, Tom third.
Why not you?
But why am I going to die?
Well, that head.
I don't know.
It's only so much.
I got
20 years left in me. You know. Fred's got about 6. Paul, you got about 15. Tom.
You're going to die before you're
15. You never know.
Yeah, that's.
You could go 30 years or one.
I'm a solid mid-round draft pick in one of those.
I think you are. You're a sleeper.
Yeah.
You're a third-round pick like in the NFL. Like, you got potential, but we're not sure it's going to play out.
Go.
Yeah.
I could be Bethel Johnson. I could be Anquan Boldin.
Right.
We don't know yet.
You have first-round talent, but there are, for whatever factors, you end
slipping.
Up getting taken in the third round.
You weigh 300 pounds.
Let's see. Rob from Ottawa. My
you
big question
to,
about
now that you don't work out anymore.
My big question is about what gadget plays Mr. Belichick is likely to call on Sunday. The Patriots put a wrinkle into almost every game, and I expect the Super Bowl will be no exception. Do you think the gadget will be something he's done previously this season, something from previous years, or something we've never seen before?
Holy Moses!
Wow. I like a halfback pass.
You know what's interesting is
who throws it?
Kevin Falk. It's funny. It sounds like one of those dumb questions, but
against the Dolphins.
That question was actually asked of Bill Belichick today at his press conference. Basically,
yeah.
what's your game plan for the Giants?
I bet you we'll see something unique defensively. With all these players talking about how they can confuse Manning, maybe it's something we've seen before. Maybe it's as simple as Rodney Harrison bumping Plaxico at the line of scrimmage with Asante behind him like they used to do with Ty Law.
Yeah.
Something like that. We're going to see a defensive wrinkle.
But they haven't had too many of those this year.
I think that's why we're going to see it this game.
I think they've had fewer of those this year than in any year I can remember with Belichick.
You know, been vanilla.
Trick play. I mean, they had the double pass against Pittsburgh. They had the flea flicker they tried against Dallas. Beyond that, they've tried, I think, very few in the way of trick plays offensively.
The Jacksonville game.
The little jump pass,
the fake direct snap.
Yes,
the fake reverse, the fake direct snap.
By the way, you watch that, the more you watch it.
There haven't been a lot of those.
No.
If they allowed a runaway rusher on that, Tom Brady's career ends on that play. Because he's facing directly backwards with the ball down by his. I mean,
probably not. He probably just would have fumbled, and on the way down, it would have bounced up, and he would have recovered it, and he would have gotten up flying like he always does. The guy's amazing. He's amazing. He's indestructible.
But a trick play we haven't seen in many years is Tom Brady actually catching a pass.
I wouldn't expect to see that one in this game.
I would never expect to see that one again.
That may be why you won't. Maybe why you'll see it because no one.
Guy's got a bum ankle.
I wouldn't. I mean, personally, I wouldn't put him at risk like that.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't take
perfect
a shot
time to do it.
Someone,
Eric,
just so you know, back then he wasn't Tom Brady.
Right.
It's also the perfect time.
He was the fourth-string quarterback who just started playing.
It's also the perfect time to pick up a 15-yard penalty along the sideline if you're a defensive.
It's not college football,
right?
Eric, you'd really need Chris on the show. It'll make you look smarter.
I think I agree with Andy somewhat, though. I think the wrinkle, if there are any, will be defense. Will be on defense.
What do you got?
I hope to God.
Adalys Thomas. Maybe we'll see him play cornerback or safety or all those things he supposedly can do.
Maybe rush the passer?
We haven't seen that yet either.
That's why I said it's a wrinkle.
Oh, boy.
On Felger. Felger said something about him like lying in the weeds waiting to have a breakout game. I said, yeah, he's like the snake in the grass. But now we've got to check in the grass to see if the snake died.
That's my sleeper pick, Fred, for big game is Adalys Thomas.
Okay.
Mine was Troy Brown. Troy Brown makes a play.
Where's the pen? Just joined
the
show.
Where's
the pen? Pencil.
Salt in Orlando. I loved it a couple days ago when Tom lists the things that changed his life. They were a bag, wipes, and... GPs.
That was
GPS.
Yeah, that was very funny. What is wrong with you?
You can't read.
Not his wife. That's great. Monday's show was the best.
He's not a fanatic.
We didn't have a show Monday, just so you know.
He meant Tuesday.
There was no show Monday, so the best show was one that didn't exist.
Let's see. Gerard says, just wanted to say thanks for all the terrific coverage of the game this week. ESPN and NFL Network have nothing on you guys. Everyone rocked as they always
do.
They
got commas in their salaries.
Except that Bob Ross wants to be Eric.
Who's Bob Ross?
Bob Ross is that...
The dead guy?
Yeah.
That artist guy with the big afro.
He was good. He was talented. So he's nothing like
you. Wow. Gerard from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, home of the drunk Joe Namath. P.S.
In the tree, eat beaver.
Andy, if you want a real sick word from Urban Dictionary, look up the word mung and anything that goes with it.
Mung?
M-U-N-G.
I'll do that later.
Okay. What are you
right
doing
over there?
I wanted to point out that the Terrell Davis thing where he passes out.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's funny.
Up with the Blue Angels?
Yeah.
He just passes right out.
I'd puke the minute the thing left the ground.
Keith writes in, thanks for all the Super Bowl coverage. I was wondering, what is all the hype around the Giants' D? Don't the Pats have a Pro Bowl line that is now healthy? Don't the Pats have one of the best blocking tight ends in the NFL and Kyle Brady, who was also healthy and will be playing in the game? Don't the Pats have the best wide receivers in the league? I know in the first meeting it was a tough game. The Pats were tired from the short week, and Kyle Brady, Neal, and Kazier didn't play. Now that the O-line and Kyle Brady are healthy, Falk in the backfield, Tom Brady should have more than enough time to move the chains. What are your thoughts? And P.S., Senator Arlen Specter is an idiot. I love the Jimmy Johnson comments about Spygate and the Globe this week, and he gives us a link there. So,
who's been raving about the Giants' defense?
I don't know. The Giants have one aspect of their defense that is anywhere above average, and that's the pass rush.
Right.
They led the league in sacks. They have a weak secondary. Tom has detailed their safety play all year. Tom's dad's a big Giants fan. He's been talking about their safeties being caught out of position. Their linebackers, I think Antonio Pierce is a nice player. Reggie Torbor had a great game against the Patriots.
Right, but they're not pros.
They're not guys that are going to affect your game plan in any way. I don't think the Giants' defense is very good. Andy detailed the third down conversions that they've allowed in the playoffs, 20 out of 40.
Patriots
are going to move the ball at will in this game, and they're going to put up a lot of points.
People are talking about them because they've won three playoff games on the road and given up relatively few points. And
yeah, I'll say it again. I saw the Cowboys play them two times. They did whatever they felt like doing offensively. Then they got in the playoffs, and they moved the ball pretty well, but they didn't put points on the board. I just think if you have a good passing game, the Giants aren't going to stop you.
LL Cool J had NFL That's experience right. by the super wheel.
Woody in Maine says, I hear Brady's going to show up to the game wearing a boot in which he's promptly going to bury in Eli's ass. Patriots roll 48-20.
It's a little close.
The bottom line, this is from Metacrist. People, you need to put your names in here.
Yeah, I like when he gets mad at the email.
It's just, you know, come
punctuation
on.
And your name.
The bottom right, line is no that this country is in one hell of a mess. Mr. Spector should put his efforts toward resolving the problems facing this great nation. My guess is that the crooked bastard has ties to New York. He will set you straight. Check out the guy from Boston. He will set you straight on how the admirable the U.S. political system is. Crooked bastards, he calls
Who's
them
the guy from Boston?
I don't
think
know.
That's Mark Capello sending that email. He's talking about the guy from Boston, Mitt Romney. He's ragging
Could
on Spector.
Could be. Stephen Winchester writes, not enough boobs at the Super Bowl, so Arlen Specter had a way in. This is his priority for the nation. Forget the economy or the war. Let's dredge up an old penalty the weekend of the Super Bowl. That aside, thanks for keeping us going this week. This is what we've all been waiting for. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, the one and only Chris Ferreira.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sack Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free exclusively from the New England Patriots. This authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929. To get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
All right, back here at PFW in Progress. We're talking about the Patriots, and we'll be doing so for the next, 50 minutes or so. But right now, we've got Chris Ferreira. This is the first time we've ever heard your voice, Chris. Let him hold the microphone.
Yeah, hold the mic yourself. Get your hands out of your pockets and hold the mic.
Hey, guys.
Chris, say hello to everyone.
Hold it closer. Near your mouth. Closer.
A little closer.
Say hello.
Hello.
There you go.
That's it?
No. That's what you have to say to the webmaster.
Hey, how are you?
So what have you been doing all week, Chris?
Nothing.
Been making sure everything gets up to the website. You know,
yeah.
Lots of stuff going on. Press conference coverage.
This is your first Super Bowl. I know that you haven't had a chance to do much outside the hotel, but, you know, what do you think?
I think it's unbelievable. You know?
Yeah.
I wish I could.
He does make Eric sound good.
I wish I could go around and see the sights.
Chris,
so much going on.
Well, you're going to do something tomorrow or tonight, maybe? Go up to the NFL experience?
Chris, this
like
is
that?
The same guy who made Mercury Morris sound boring, so let me get to jump in here. Now, you were
here we go.
You were mistaken for a woman today. Is that correct?
This is true. Me and Michelle were
driving to
work.
Okay, tell the story.
And we get to the guard check. First of all, the guard is a woman that looks like a man. So
how do you know it's not a man that looks like a woman?
That's definitely a woman.
Well, how do you know?
And, you know for goes, sure. You gave the old
Crocodile Dundee test.
And she goes, have a good day, ladies. And after a second, she's like, sorry, sir.
You would be the ugliest woman on earth. First of all,
I have a
beard.
I mean, I have a beard.
You're balding on top.
Yeah.
Maybe she was hitting on you. Now, Chris, you've actually been.
I don't know. He might look good in high heels.
You've actually been in a good mood all week because you're away from your slave driver wife.
We like to refer to her as Hitler. Hitler
so
East.
You're having a heck of a time down here because you got some freedom
and money.
And money.
We won't get into that, but you've sort of.
And I'm enjoying the food.
And you've come into about say $700
in a cot.
Now tell everybody what your wife did since you were down here.
She's moved into her mother's house because she
for a week
didn't like being alone,
and so she could get what
free food
and
someone the couple
and
fits
and
together
and heat.
Yeah, it's only 64 in Chris's house at all times.
You got to watch out for your pipes though. If you don't have the heat on, the pipes can freeze up.
And there's no one there to even see it now.
Good insulation. That's a good old house.
Okay. No, good old house.
They're gonna freeze.
All right.
So Chris, what's your impressions of the game? Well, who's gonna win?
Of course, I'm gonna say Patriots. You know me. I'm a homer too. You know.
So why though? Who's gonna have the big game?
Brady and Moss gonna have the big game. You know.
On defense,
it's like interviewing
Chris,
a 7-year-old.
How about on defense? We know Brady and Moss. How about who are the guys you're looking for having a big game? You're always, you know, Antoine Spann.
When you're not on the radio, you can't shut you up. You've got to.
I think
what are your people telling you?
I think Adelius Thomas is.
So you're with me.
So
you just heard Tom say that, and that's the only reason you're saying it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Obviously, you know nothing. Obviously, you know nothing about.
Who is the biggest disappointment on the defense this year?
I'd have to say Adelius Thomas.
Wow.
I'm hoping.
Biggest disappointment on offense.
Offense. He'll have a big game.
Biggest disappointment on offense.
On offense?
I got to go with Brady. I was expecting 70.
Benjamin Watson.
Down on Watson, huh?
I got to agree with
you. He picks the two biggest guys on the team.
I was down on Maroney for a while, but he's.
But he's had a couple good games.
That was kind of like when you were down on the Red Sox when they won first place by 8 games, and then they won the World Series.
That's when you won that bet. You're picking
for
out of 4 in Cleveland, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's going to be Brady.
That's okay. If you think it's Brady, say Brady.
It doesn't matter what I think.
That's all right. Is Bill Belichick the greatest coach ever?
Yes.
Okay. You don't have to, if you want to, you can.
I got to say, this is the worst segment in PFW in progress.
Yeah, we're not your wife, Chris. We're not going to beat you.
You can talk openly. You can talk openly here.
Now, Chris, why do you get your kid 150 presents for Christmas?
That's one of the questions the fans want.
No, that wasn't planned. It just we started in August, and we just bought, you know, a couple presents, small presents every week, and then, you know, we stick it in our closet, so we really don't know how much we're buying and. Eventually,
but
when
at the point
everything out, it ended up being like 60 gifts.
At the point when you couldn't afford oil, shouldn't you say, did you spend a lot of money on those gifts?
At the point that your clothes are out on the bed and the closet's full of presents.
Now, Chris, true or false, you have already begun Christmas shopping for next year.
You did not.
No, I bought a couple of things for the kid, but it's
for crying out loud.
I mean, his birthday's coming up in like
I mean, God, you got
to
get
him. To be honest, we haven't even started shopping him for his birthday.
What kind of stuff did you get that you have 150 presents?
Little things like
what?
Like little matchbox cars and stuff. Well, little tiny things that you get for a kid, but they add up. Clothes. Yeah.
What'd you do? Like buy a board game and take it apart and like wrap each piece of the board game individually?
No.
He's getting an ATV for his birthday, though.
What?
A what?
Can't afford oil. Thermostat at 64, but he's getting an ATV. And they cost $300. They're like $279. I've looked into them.
I'll get a fire truck for his kid.
He doesn't go to Joe's Oil to buy oil.
I also have heat in my house. And yes. Number one. Number two, my mother-in-law bought that.
I conserve heat. It's 64. It's not like...
That's
well, at least he can drive away from the cold house. I mean, come on, Chris.
64 is cold.
Three questions for Chris. This is from Nick in Birmingham,
yes!
UK. He says, one, how's the oil situation at home? You say that's okay?
We just fueled up the other day.
It's been rectified?
Yeah.
Okay.
How did she pay for it? Services rendered?
I just got paid.
Oh, okay. Tony set up a lemonade stand at the end of the driveway. Two.
It cost me $300 for 100 gallons of oil.
Did you get to pay the extra 10
for
cents
ATV
again?
For your son, too.
He continues to do this thing where he pays, buys less oil and
like
pays more money.
Because cheap people feel that's saving money.
It's ridiculous because you're going to have to order oil again.
It's not saving money.
It's better per gallon.
Let's go back to the
second question. Is why does it take you so long to get PFW on the website?
It takes like 20 to 30 minutes just to encode it.
Yeah, it's a long. It's a
and
long.
Then we have to tag it, and then it takes.
Yeah.
Well, we have a
no, I hear you there, Chris. Chris is the best webmaster in the NFL. I can tell you that.
I am not.
I know that.
I don't.
No, I'm not.
He's made that.
I am not.
He really believes
he's
that. We don't see it, but he sees it.
We really don't understand it, but Fred's made that comment several times.
I know what
show.
You do, and I know what these other people do. Yeah. And you do more, and you do it better.
Well, I appreciate that.
Wow. You do. And three, does your wife own you?
Yes.
Well, Doesn't everybody's wife own them?
No.
Pipe down.
No.
No.
Some of us have nuts.
Listen, I have a question for you there, Chris.
Did she let you bring your nuts with you to Arizona, or are they still back in New England?
Okay, Fred.
Oh, and strippers wants
to know. Fred Gersh's ball.
Strippers wants to know if you ever run a porn site.
No.
He might have a job for you.
I remember my question.
And you'll make more money. It'll be more fun.
Yeah.
Chris, my wife would I need you to respond to the thousands upon thousands of our listeners, readers, followers, whatever, who are just absolutely killing Patriots.com. I don't know if you're aware of the thread that was going on.
I read all of
I believe it was Patriots.com blows.
PatsFans.com.
Yeah, well, they,
and we posted a response to that.
Yeah, yes. Well, why don't you talk about that a little bit? Some of the
How do you feel when you get those emails?
How does it make you feel?
Clearly it hurts.
Blows is a harsh word.
It's my job to manage Patriots.com, all the content.
But now you saw the criticisms, you know, the things about the splash pages that went out in 1985.
The splash pages of Fred's gone.
That's mine.
See, he always passes the buck.
I never saw a kid that can pass the buck like
that. If it's bad, it wasn't Chris's idea.
If it's good, might have been.
No, I mean, you want to criticize that, criticize me.
When we have bad stories in the paper, I'm going to blame it on you. Well, I didn't write that story. It's all your fault.
No, Chris doesn't design the site.
I just manage the content.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. You manage, but you do more than that.
So there goes that raise.
You upload and code.
Right.
You do podcasts.
AFC title game
you do a
preview
lot of stuff.
Had a picture of Ray Ventrone and Kyle Eckel on the front page.
Yep. You do a lot of things.
Do you make those decisions as to like what the pictures are? You know.
Yeah.
Like the week after.
Yeah, and he does a great job.
Starting safety returns from a suspension.
You got his vein bulging on the splash page.
It
looks like Vladimir.
Now. I just want to get into your basketball career. Now you were
I was looking for a place to play hoops.
You were a
senior
in high school. Now you were a senior in high school and you played on the JV team. Now we used to call those kids mentally challenged. You're calling yourself a star. So explain how that works.
No, it wasn't a star. It was a dominating player.
Clearly, I was good enough to make JV. So I must have
as a senior.
Yeah, most people play JV as a freshman
until a senior.
What's that now?
I was on the town traveling team until I was...
Town?
What is that?
This isn't your school?
Why didn't you play high school?
Oh, you didn't start playing high school until
you
were
Amish?
A senior?
Yeah.
What are you, Amish?
So now you think you can whoop me one-on-one?
Yeah.
You don't have an athletic bone in your body.
How do you know?
Because we can see all the bones, you skinny bum.
You saying a skinny guy can't be athletic?
Well, you're fat guy who's never done an athletic thing in his life.
I'm saying you stink at basketball. That's what I'm saying. And I'm saying you'd be lucky to score 3 points.
Wait a minute now. Hold on. He kayaks. He rides mechanical bulls. I mean, it stands to reason that he can play basketball, right?
And according to you, you can hit like 20 for 20 from long range, right?
I never said I could hit 20.
So now here's the
deal. I said you had a great shot.
You said great.
Plus, he says he's a good boxer.
Good. Well, we're not going to get into that because I'll knock him out in one punch. But we'll do the basketball. But here's the thing. We're gonna videotape it. We're going to put it on YouTube so all the fans can watch. And when you lose, the hair goes. And that's going on YouTube, too.
Not completely off. Crew
but
cut.
You get the shave.
A one.
Crew cut.
Yeah,
a
you
one.
Get the shave.
Just like you.
What's
yes.
a one?
All right.
That's what
the
I
believe
with
that.
So that's the deal. It's going to be on YouTube. All the fans can watch it.
Let's talk about what you're going to do.
Anything you want. You name it. I pick the shave head. You come up with it, and I'll do it. All right?
I would tell him to quit
that's
the job.
Okay.
No, something like a... Anything you want.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
All right. And Brian wants to know one question. Can Chris do a better Kermit than Dudek?
No. I've heard that impression.
Do you do any impressions?
No, I try not to.
What's your talent besides computer stuff? What's your talent? What do you do?
I play guitar.
You play guitar?
Now he plays guitar.
Great guitar player.
I did not know that.
That's how I got my wife.
Really? You hit her over the head with it?
How you got Hitler?
Now you see what we're talking about when we get in the office. Fred asks a simple question. The answer is obviously play guitar. And then it's how I got my wife.
I was able to scoop her up,
So you serenaded her under her window with the guitar?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Were you in a band?
At your apartment? And you got her drunk, and then
Was it electric guitar or acoustic?
No. Acoustic.
Now, what kind of songs?
Were there any date rape drugs involved?
There were drugs involved.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Duct tape?
No drugs.
Why did you get up there in the first place?
Well, I mean, we had been on a couple dates, you know. I told her I played guitar.
How did you meet her?
Well, she's
I was friends with her sister. And then...
I don't know.
Said,
about
hey,
that.
I play guitar. You want to hear?
So what was the first song that you played her?
I actually played her something that I had written.
Oh man!
Oh you write your own music? Oh my god!
Oh my god!
We're finding out more and more every minute. Believe.
Go ahead, start singing it.
I'm not singing.
You have Why? You have this music?
Do you have a CD out?
I may have a CD.
Oh my god!
Oh god!
Oh. Where can we go to get this?
Nobody will ever hear.
This is amazing.
You write your own music, and there's a CD somewhere.
Yeah, it's on iLoon.
That was well timed.
Chris, you are a complicated man.
Wow, you got a lot going on.
There's a lot of layers.
How do you find time to do all this computer stuff?
I never get to play my guitar.
Do you have your own website?
No.
Oh, okay.
How are you so good at everything?
I never said I was good at anything.
You said you were a great basketball player.
I am
great shot.
All right, well, we'll see.
You just said great. Now you just lie. You're like Dudek.
How am I lying?
I never said I was good at anything. Oh, yeah, I'm a great basketball player.
So what else? Guitar, kayak, boxing, basketball. What else do you do?
What other hidden talents?
Oh,
write poetry.
Fishing. Fishing, that's right.
I'm always taking care of my kid when I get home, so, I mean, not a lot of time for stuff, you know?
Right. It sounds like you find some time there.
Poor, you know, Tony's going to be like, you know, 12 before he realizes his name isn't the kid.
Yeah. Yeah, my kid.
Well,
kid.
He already listens well to Chris, because when we were at Fred's party, his barbecue, the kid was running in the woods, and Chris yelled at him to come back, and he basically turned around, gave Chris the finger, and kept running.
And he pushed a girl off the slide at school.
Oh,
that's okay.
He has
anger management.
He doesn't have a problem with hitting.
My kid gets suspended for 2 days for pantsing somebody. So that's
maybe that's because he's spoiled. Did you ever think of that?
He's a little spoiled. I agree with you.
Yeah, and you can't do anything about it because you don't run the house.
I run the house.
Oh, come now, Chris. I'll take all the other stuff that you say, but I'm not going to accept that.
Let me ask you a question. Your wife moved in with your mother. Is that her mother, right?
She didn't move in. She's just staying over.
Right, for the week. She won't drive on the highway. Is this correct?
This is true.
Okay. Now, is this... That sounds like, and you agree, she needs to become more independent, right?
I definitely agree with
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said last night she's, quote...
A work in progress.
Yes.
A work in progress.
Just so you know, okay. The nicest guy
Aren't
I know,
we all?
Brian Lowe.
But can you imagine
nicest
if...
Nicest guy I know, even he's shaking
If Chris
his head
is the one molding you,
even
that's a scary
he's shaking
thought.
His head at you.
I got it.
That's true. Don't let him get
All right.
All right, we've had enough of Chris.
Yes, Chris, thanks for coming on.
Get back to the
on.
Super Bowl.
Bye, everybody.
Chris, you're a fascinating
YouTube,
man of many layers.
The YouTube video will be on the air once we play, and I whoop you.
And I think both of them will be embarrassed.
Well, we'll see about it.
All right, Chris. That is Chris Ferreira being a real good sport.
Finally.
Getting on. A lot of people have been asking for it. We gave it to you.
They called for it, and he delivered, man.
Yep. Let's take a break, Dan. We'll be right back.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots LP and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots LP. 2007 Bank of America Corporation, all rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
All right, we're back. I was just going to start talking. I forgot I didn't have the microphone in my hand. Anyway, webradio at patriots.com and email. All right, you can turn down the music now, Dan. What is that? Who is that, Dan? Dan.
Blink 182.
Have you heard them before?
Yes. You haven't?
Who was the Ginger Snaps were playing at that media party?
Gin Blossoms.
Oh, the Gin Blossoms.
Have been the Ginger Snaps.
Yeah, they're...
Well, they had that one show, song.
Yeah,
that
in 1990.
I actually felt bad for him.
Yeah, nobody was listening.
Uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah. It's tough when you're playing those gigs.
I mean, they used to be relatively
big.
They were fairly big,
and now they're playing, you know.
For 100 people in front of a free party.
None of which were actually paying attention to them.
Anyway, again, we want to thank Chris for being a good sport and taking time out for him from his webmastering to come and join us on the show. So. We hope that was fun for everyone.
And yet we learned something else about Chris.
Yep.
Plays his own music.
Man never ceases
writes
to amaze
own,
me.
Writes his own music.
Hernando, who has more initials after his name than is good for him. He's PhD and everything else. I don't know what he's doing listening to this show. But anyway, he says, are you having technical difficulties or is it just on my end the feed keeps going in and out? Now, that was just Chris not talking into the microphone. But
Chris, now that you're back to your real job, are we having problems with our radio show?
He says, I work with delusional Eagles fans who claim that since 2001, they are the best team in the NFL besides us. He claims that although they have only made it to the big game once, they were better than the teams that won in many cases. I argue that when all is said and done, the better team wins in the field when it matters on Sunday. He's certain that my tune will change if the Pats lose on Sunday, which they won't, but will leave him to his fantasy. In other words, he believes that if the Pats were to lose, I would use the regular season accomplishments to argue that they were indeed better than the Giants in spite of the Super Bowl loss. My personal thought is that if the Giants win, it will be because they are the better team on Sunday, and that is that. Why do you think? Is there ever a legitimate argument that the better team actually loses or has lost the Super Bowl?
Well, the Eagles are the third best team over that span. Since 2001, it's the Patriots, Colts, and Eagles in winning percentage.
Yep.
The Eagles have gone to, was it four NFC Championship games and one Super Bowl?
Yep.
So I think you can make a legitimate argument that they're either the second or third best team over that span, but the first is the Patriots.
Yeah, and I would certainly argue if the Giants pull an upset on Sunday, the Patriots are the best team in football in 2007.
Yes.
I don't think there's any even. I don't think anybody's a close second. Based on what the Colts did in the playoffs, I can't even put them a close second.
Right,
but the Giants are not better than the Patriots if they pull
it. And that's true, but if you're a team, if you're a player or coach, you don't come out after the game and say
different.
The better team didn't win.
No,
you don't
you
say that.
You can't do that. That's different. The teams can't say that. But we're not players. We're not coaches. We're trying to analyze
the Eagles,
what we think. And
right.
I don't think that in any way, shape, or form, if the Giants win the game Sunday, that means that they're better than the Patriots.
And the Eagles weren't the better team. They were 9-point underdog.
The Patriots were the better team against Philadelphia, and that showed on the field.
Nando says, I usually listen via podcast but have some time now, and I'm excited to hear the dysfunction live.
It's quite a bit of dysfunction.
He's living in Philly, but he's from Rhode Island. Let's see. Who's next?
Chuck.
No, Keith. He says, thanks for all the Super Bowl coverage you guys provided. I was wondering, what is all... I just read this.
Read that, Fred.
Yeah.
So don't read it again.
I know, but why is it still there?
Because you didn't
delete
it.
I try to delete them when I'm done. John in Missouri, I know you have touched on it a couple of times, but what are your latest thoughts about Troy Brown getting in the game Sunday? Does anyone know if he will be active? Is there a chance Bill will put him in, even if it's just ceremonial? I know, you know, see, I have to see how I corrected that.
I can't see that. Yeah.
I know there isn't much of a spot for him, but it pains me to think of him ending his career not even playing in the biggest game in Pat's history.
Bill's not doing nothing ceremonial.
Not ceremonial.
Right. No.
And my little theory that he'd make a play took a hit when Jabari Gaffney got helped.
Not unless
that's the only way to me.
Not unless they're up by 30 with 4 minutes to go in the fourth.
Yeah, I agree. That he will be
throwing
the football.
He'd have to be active. I'm not sure he's going
to
be
active. He fights
an
uphill battle to have a jersey on.
Now, if he is active, I do think he gets on the field somehow. But I agree with Andy. I think I took a hit with Jabari Gaffney seemingly being ready to go.
Don't you guys think that the over is a good play in this game?
What's the number?
I do.
54. Not only because
I
think there's two ways this game unfolds. One, the Giants are close. They have to score with the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Two, I think even if the Patriots are up, they are going to bury the Giants.
Yeah, to keep scoring?
To leave no doubt who the best team ever is. Don't you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, but did you hear the shot that one of the 72 Dolphins said today?
Yeah, we took our...
When we wrapped up the game, we took our guys out. Right.
It is what it is.
There may be some truth to that. I mean, I don't know. All I know is that when I listen to people who know a lot about the NFL, a lot more than we do, I never hear anybody claim the 72 Dolphins are the best team ever. I never hear anybody say that.
You know, it's true.
Never. But, not one.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it isn't true that they
No, I'm not saying I'm not, that, I'm not saying
right
that.
There.
I'm talking about people that know something about the NFL.
Obviously greatest season ever, but team, I think a lot of people fall with either the Bears of 85 or the Steelers, one of the Steelers teams.
The Niners.
One of the Niners teams. I think the Niners team that went 15-1.
Well, that's the problem. The Dolphins aren't. It's usually a list of three or four teams that doesn't include the Dolphins. It's not that they don't say they're one. They're not even in the conversation.
Exactly my point,
Cowboys.
Andy.
But the only problem with that theory is, like, we support Tippett for the Hall of Fame and think he should have been in a while ago.
Right.
And no one talks about Tippett going into the Hall of Fame. Right. So
that's true.
Tom, says Nick in San Diego, you asked about the San Diego media coverage. Well, I don't watch the local news because news sucks, like nightly news sucks, but I checked out the paper today just for you. There is no real journalism there, just little blurb stories. There is one trivia question about Tippett, who is the Pats leader in sacks with 100 in Hall of Fame candidate. There is also a little article, Meet a Patriot, where they describe Ellis in one paragraph, which includes Philip Rivers called him the sorriest cornerback in the NFL, and then mentions the kick returner, and then gives... the kick return, and then gives the stat that he was 13th most targeted cornerback in the league and the 15th most burned, which is, if it is true, is not that bad, but half of the blurb is about Cromartie's returns. Then he goes on to about the other things. I'm not going to read all the articles. He says, as for you, Freddie Ballgame, I totally agree with you for once. I want a crushing victory, and the reason why is legacy. We have 3 Super Bowl wins, and that puts the Patriots into the conversation for a dynasty in one of the greatest organizations of all time. But all of those wins were by 3 points. A win is a win, but I want a win. I want a convincing and definitive one.
You want like a 92 Cowboys over the Bills kind
of score. Right. He says, I read an article about...
For the argument that you're the best ever, like Tom just said, that's
helps.
What you need.
That's right.
I read an article about the greatest teams ever, and the 85 Bears and 84 Niners both crushed people on the way to Super Bowl victory. I want them to put an exclamation point on this season. I know it's a ludicrous score, but I'm saying 56-27. For Tippett.
Yeah, it was the 84 Niners. That's the one that beat the Dolphin team. That was
they were 15-1.
Right.
That's a lot of points.
I'm moving back to Boston in March.
I got Howe scored. That better not be right.
What's that?
I'm going to do Howe scored in the paper, and this guy's predicting 80 points are going to be scored.
If that happens, that would also tie them for the most points they've ever scored in a game, I believe.
Yeah.
That is correct. So that'd be quite an accomplishment if they can do that in the Super Bowl.
Indeed.
Maybe that's another record that they're looking at.
Maybe not.
I'm moving back to Boston in March, and I'm really looking forward to the draft talk with you guys and buying you guys lunch and maybe getting a tour of the stadium.
Yes, Fred will take you on that tour, and make sure you save that email for Gary to put them in Kiwi for lunch.
Kiwi?
That's Q for the literate people out there.
Okay. I look at it how it's spelled. It's Kiwi.
Do we have someone for next Thursday?
I've got to ask Gary, who's roaming around doing things that
he's got a folder under his arm.
He's looking busy somewhere.
Yeah, and I'm quite sure that he's going to go from here to, like, you know, I don't know, New Zealand for vacation or something.
Yeah,
that's true. You can bet he won't be back in Foxborough.
Dan, did Gary tell you what he was doing during the show?
Nope.
Okay.
Dan, does Gary walk around there like he's always busy, but you never really see him do anything?
Nope.
Come on, two genders.
That's a good answer.
While we have Dan on the phone, on the line, what's going on at Gillette Stadium, Dan?
I'm pretty sure I'm the only person here.
Oh, I feel bad about
that. That sucks. No, Maura O'Brien should be there. Go up to the
quote-unquote should be
the production department.
Kyle Passetti.
Kyle, Maura, Lori.
Oh, there's about to be a ton of work being
Lori's
done up
not there on the regular day. Yeah, so there's no way she's there today.
Ton of work being done.
Let's see. Corey writes in, I'm a first-time emailer, long-time listener. I've been listening to you guys for 3 years now.
Wow.
And you are awesome. I was wondering about your opinion on Dan Connor from Penn State. He seemed to really impress everybody in the Senior Bowl. He has the size to play in the 3-4 and seems smart and fast enough to be a liability, to not be a liability in coverage. Do you think the Pats could take him at 7 if they can't trade down? I know I shouldn't be thinking about the offseason and enjoying what's going on now, but because these two teams played recently, there isn't much to talk about matchup-wise. Send me the info, and I'll get you guys lunch sometime soon.
Holy moly.
Well, I like Connor, and we said this last year, more than Puzlesny and that awful Tim Shaw that was running around there. So, yeah, I think he's going to be a good player.
Seven?
No, not seven good. So you have to trade down. The problem is right now is we haven't really done enough draft stuff, but we don't have anybody we want him to take at 7. So.
When are we getting those tapes? Did you order them?
February.
Did you order them?
Yes.
Okay. It is February.
Late February.
Late February.
They usually don't come into March, he said, but this year we'll get them in late
February. Yeah, but usually they want me to write a check. You didn't get an invoice yet?
You told them to bill.
We talked about this, so don't get me going. Because I asked you 100 times, and you said to have them bill the Patriots. I got the FedEx number from you. I sent it to him. He said, we're all set.
Okay, just make sure.
I did 5 times.
All right.
Do a 6th.
Because we need those tapes.
What do you need?
What do you mean by we?
I might look at some.
You never have and you never will.
I looked at some.
Your draft prep is that one stupid guy
our
you
lads
read.
That
yeah,
reads.
Our lads. That is always wrong.
And you know what's funny?
Robbie Gould?
He did.
That is true.
But
you know
he'll
kickers.
Always pick out like 3 guys, 3 names that none of us would ever heard of.
Yeah, the guy,
Matt
Moore
guys,
from San Diego State ended up with the Eagles.
One of those guys will end up getting drafted.
The little linebacker.
You loved him and
right.
he played.
That's
and you,
right.
You hang your hat on 2 guys.
Right.
Somebody owes me something for that, too, because I bet somebody.
I lost the bet with you about Robbie Gould, and I paid you. I bought you lunch.
All right.
For that.
Russell in the U.K. A lot of U.K. Writers now.
It's because of your.
What time is it in U.K. now? It's like
5 hours ahead.
Yeah, so it's
well,
a little.
7 from here. From
7, so it's midnight there. Yeah.
We're big.
Afternoon, Fred, Andy, Tom, Gary, Mini Gary, and Eric. Why is your movie, Eric,
okay.
entitled Drawn when he doesn't do drawing anymore? A more suitable title would be Eric Scalavino, a douche.
That's not nice.
I got left out of that.
On a more serious note, since Andy and Tom will be outside the press box, will you guys, except for Tom, be making some noise getting behind the Pats?
We're not fans.
No,
we're
you can't
fans.
Do that. You're still in a press box.
It's still in a media section.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping there's some interesting characters around us, like Andy Rooney again.
I saw him today.
Where?
He was at the press conference at the commissioner's.
You say hi to him. Hey, Andy.
No, I don't know.
He's just mean Joe.
He just looks miserable. He looks like, don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to
you. And Tom, Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this week, crawling up to the top of that press box.
Top 5
pick. That's a
top
5
pick.
Already died already.
That's a lottery
pick. Wasn't a Chet Brooks or whatever that guy's name is?
Oh, yeah. Chet, your guy. Who's your guy?
He's here at the party.
Big head, massive head, pumpkin head.
Chet Curtis was there.
Chet Curtis.
We saw him at the party last night.
Oh, God.
What?
The worst person in the world just walked in.
Who?
Alex. Alex and Brian Morey.
Uh-oh. Let's see.
He's got a football, fresh from NFL experience.
Bet you that football cost a little chunk of change.
Let's see.
He's rolling in it.
Eric's first potential client is emailing in. Kamani from Chicago.
The guy from yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What do you
1,200.
He says he wants me to show you a picture to Eric Warhol Scalavino and ask him if he can handle this print. Make sure he sees it in color. I don't know.
You have
the picture. It's weird. It's I don't know.
Can you do it, Eric?
No, he can't, because his rules are he has to take a Polaroid that he traces and enlarges and paints.
Can you do that?
I can't. Well, get over there. God, what a...
Just, you can put down the microphone.
Don't you hate stupid...
No, it's a picture. It's like an oil painting. But you... It's...
He has to do it. He can't make a copy of somebody else's.
You can't make his print, right? I don't know what that is. What the hell is that?
I'm not making prints of his own stuff.
No, you can't... When... It's a print of stuff that Eric has done.
Carmani, you have no interest in Eric.
What do you mean it's a print of stuff that Eric's done?
Well, he's not going to make a print of somebody else's painting.
Oh, it's
he's got that pussy cat.
Right.
What?
Yeah, come on, let's get serious here.
You made me laugh.
Let's see. Greg and Waltham love the work you've been doing in Arizona. I've gotten worn down and sick from all the inane Super Bowl coverage dished out from the major media networks, and it's just made me more anxious to get the game underway. But I knew I could count on you guys for bringing the good stuff, with the exception of Eric. Eric's thrilling practice reports. Well, he doesn't have
I haven't had any this week.
And it's been great to have the podcast to listen to all week. Thanks for that. I'm just writing to tell you a story. I don't want to bore you with the details about how I heard it, but suffice it to say it's from a reliable source and most likely a true story. Tom, you're going to love this one, and maybe you can shed some light on it.
Tom's sleeping right now.
A friend of mine was in Vegas during the spring.
Boring!
He lost about $4,500 gambling. Distraught, he took his last $500 and put it all down on the Patriots going undefeated in 07 and winning the Super Bowl. The odds given to him were 12,000 to 1. Do the math. That's $6 million if he wins.
Shut up.
That's a lie.
I don't think... Yeah, Vegas That's, would never give odds that, like
there's
that.
There's no. First of all, the odds of going undefeated weren't 12,000 to 1.
Well, he says the casino called him this week and offered to buy out his bet for $2 million before the game on Sunday.
First of all, they would never do that either. So, no, he's lying to you.
That's a lie.
That's a
I
lie.
I agree with Tom.
There's, they don't.
They wouldn't
they
take
don't
lying your ass off.
They wouldn't take a bet that they had to pay
right,
out that
$6
kind
million.
Of money.
That's no way. That's why on prop bets, like, or where there's you get cap. Odds, there's a cap of like $500, but they wouldn't make odds of 12,000 to 1. I mean, it could happen.
Well, they might, but the most you'd be able to bet
exactly.
is a dollar.
Right. They'd be able yeah. to, they right. would cap how much you could
right.
bet.
Right. Casinos are in business because they don't give out $6 million to people.
It was 12, right?
Said
no, $6 million if he
million
wins.
$12,000 to 1. 500, I think.
Yeah. Like $6 million.
So I do a little bit more checking on that.
Yeah,
one.
The whole story sounds weird because he lost all his money
and he still and had $500 to bet.
But and he like, takes the most outrageous odds.
Yeah, and
right.
the other
that doesn't
too,
get you any money then.
Right. Yeah, he has no money for 5 months.
Right.
And he's waiting to win $6 million. No, I'm not buying it for a second. Sorry.
Woody in Maine, it's all over ESPN right now. More Spygate nonsense. Senate wants to know why Goodell destroyed the tapes. I'll tell you why. The tape he watched before he destroyed them all is a video of Goodell, both Manning Brothers and Bill Polian, or Polian, in a dimly lit Super Bowl 8 motel room, or Super 8 motel room,
Super Bowl
all dressed in leather lingerie. And who was taping the amateur porn, you ask? A
Eric.
Young man in Patriots clothing, one Eric Mangini.
Oh, I thought it was
As
Eric
Belichick
Bellini.
Said, it's a league matter.
It is a league matter. Fred, there are people standing behind you.
Yeah? What do they want?
I don't know. Something.
Autographs.
It's Alex Morey. Hey, Alex, say hello.
Hi.
And his father, Brian. Brian, say hello.
Oh, this is going to take forever.
Has anyone done Kermit the Frog imitation?
No.
No.
No, but we just interviewed Chris Ferreira, the webmaster.
Fred was going to send him home again.
What are you guys doing? What are you doing today?
We're going to go down to the NFL Experience, Fred.
Oh, nice.
You haven't gone yet? It opens at 3 o'clock.
Hey, what do you got for autographs there, Alex?
Brian, for crying out loud, you dragged your kid all the way down here. Show him some fun.
Give
you?
Him the mic. I want
he's
to know.
He's too busy taking
him to
parties.
He's fired up. Yeah.
Rodney? Oh, that's a good one.
You just met
like
Rodney Harrison? Oh, that's cool.
So it opens at 3.
That's great. You got a nice football there, huh?
Rodney is the best guy in the locker room.
That's great.
Just don't stand near the sideline on the field because he'll hit you.
Where did you see Rodney, Alex?
I don't know.
You don't know where you saw him?
Where'd you see him? In the what?
Who farted?
Bathroom.
In the hotel.
So they saw him. That's nice. Congratulations.
Dan just played a drop-in of Who Farted from Brian Morey.
Well, so you're going to go to NFL Experience? That's really good. You're going to have
studio.
A good time.
Are you going to ride the super wheel? The big Ferris wheel? You scared of heights? So ride it.
Yeah.
All right, Brian. Get your kid out of here because this isn't for kids.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I say a lot of bad words. Earmuffs. Yeah, the super wheel right on TV now. That's what you're going on.
All right. That's Brian Morey down here.
Yes.
With his son Alex, his oldest son.
His only son.
That's true. Right. He has two
There's
girls.
Three kids, but the other two are girls.
Let's see. Brian Brian with a Y. Another Brian with a Y.
As in gay with a Y.
Oh, no. Since this really is the end of our season, win or lose, I had a couple thoughts. Just wanted to thank Fred for his leadership, Paul for his analysis, Tom for his in-your-face humanity, and Andy for the cranial gravitational pull which keeps the moon in orbit. You're all the best in your hard work, except Andy. I respect his hard cubicle leaning. Is greatly appreciated. All well.
Cubicle now, leaning?
The only reason he didn't include you, Eric, is because he's an old time.
That's
and
fine.
He doesn't remember you.
That's okay.
Oh, see, now I can't say this.
Why?
What? I can't do that. Who is this? All right. Anyway, let's see.
Oh, God.
What did it say?
It's just, you know, Lawrence writes in from Ireland.
Drunk.
If this was being Saturday till now, it ain't a very smart move.
Sounds drunk.
Oh, the Spygate talk he's talking about. I sense a schooling is in the works. It'll be like week two, except this time the Giants will be the victims of the Pats' almighty wrath. Any talk that undermines the Patriots' achievements makes them play harder, no doubt. That's true.
That is true.
That's true.
I'm sure they're going to play much harder in the Super Bowl now that this came.
Well, here's the shame.
19-0, they were just going to go half throttle.
Well, here's the shame after, you know, the story comes out that they didn't get another chance to talk to the Giants players because, you know, God forbid if one of them ever said, well, you know, you got to start looking at it.
Yeah, that's true. Was the day to bring it out because now they had a chance to have it out there, and then the reporters could see that and then go to Goodell.
Right.
So that was, for the New York Times, the timing was right. Oh, yeah.
And Todd is very upset. God freaky God, Fred, you promised Maury would never be back on the radio.
Speaking of God, email. You got into it downtown today with the someone who was preaching.
Oh, yeah,
roller.
We had one of those.
A holy roller that was preaching outside of the NFL headquarters.
Now, Eric was going to get his pamphlets.
Right. Eric wanted to sign up.
Oh, come on. But as Tom
Eric thought he was the savior.
As Tom pointed out, there's a guy preaching about God and being saved, and there's two people listening to him. Meanwhile, there's 85,000 people crowded around Mike
Tirico's
show.
Shows you where we're going.
A block away.
And you yelled, Fred, if you're in heaven, I want to go to hell.
That's right.
And I didn't say it.
No, yelled it across the street.
He didn't.
This is our boss, ladies and gentlemen.
No, he did it, but the guy.
But everybody else did.
I don't care.
We had a couple of people turn around.
Yes. And little do they know, this guy's the executive vice president of media.
These people, they think, I don't know. I just can't get into it. I can't get into it.
New media video, what's that?
Strippers wants to know, hey, you know, we've been here, did anyone do anything funny, like go to a club or, you know, college co-eds, anything?
Strippers, listen.
We suck.
Strippers, we completely let you down.
I didn't do anything, but I didn't think.
You're all talk.
But I wouldn't do anything. I've been pretty energetic for me, don't you think? I've been going out a couple of times.
I'm going out with my cousin and her friends either tonight or tomorrow night.
Her friends?
So is Tom.
Your cousin has friends.
Lots of friends.
And is she too?
Unlike Eric.
Wow, so you got lots three girls you're going out with?
At least.
Nice.
Three, I hope.
Now, how old's your cousin?
She's 27
Ooh,
or 28.
Perfect. How old are her friends? Around the same age?
Probably around the same age.
Wow.
I've never met them.
When are they
I've
going out?
You see
anybody
pictures?
Else as uncomfortable as I am?
Are they excited?
I don't know.
Wow.
Do we have to drive far?
I don't know, Tom.
Are you going too, Tom?
I'm
he wants
sick,
to tag
but,
along.
I was going to. I don't
wants
know.
Wants to make an effort.
He wants to tag along and he wants to.
So where do you think you're going to go? To that Tilted Kilt place?
I don't know. I'm out of gas. I'm all
Bilo
done.
Went there
is
last
Is this show
night.
Over?
No, we got a few more minutes. So,
good place?
Just to remind everybody, next week.
Tuesday?
No. Thursday.
Why not Tuesday?
Because we're going to be busy.
He's right.
Yeah. Oh.
We're working Tuesday.
We got to put out
stuff.
We have to put a newspaper out when we get home.
That is true.
Busy,
Super Tuesday.
It's a busy week.
Can we get a couple of days off after that week?
After
maybe.
That, we can recharge the
battery. We'll talk about that. Yeah.
Especially those of us that
if the Patriots
the
win,
combine.
I'll think about it. If
Freddy,
they lose, I'm going to work you harder than ever.
Freddie.
What?
Freddie.
What?
After that, we can recharge the battery.
We'll talk about that.
Why are you
that?
Talking like Marge over there?
Couple
that's
of
what I was doing.
So Thursday next week, we'll have a show. And then from that point on, every Tuesday and Thursday from 12 to 2 Eastern time.
I just figured out what this is all about.
What?
It has nothing to do expanded anything.
What?
It's so on Thursday, you can say,
see
you next Tuesday.
Oh, and you know, I never thought of that, but
yeah, you did. This is your whole little diabolical plan.
Plus, you got to get lunch set up.
It was Gary's idea to expand the show.
I don't buy that for a minute. He doesn't do anything.
Oh, now come on.
Actually, it was me and Andy.
Oh, you two decided?
And Tom. It was PFW.
Yeah, so you can't blame it on me, big head. right?
Not just
look
in,
at your head.
I'm just trying to show him an example that we were all willing to work a little bit
you
more.
You look like Chet right. Curtis over there.
Ooh,
pink wow. shirt, big head.
Based on that head last night, that's not a compliment. Yeah. Wow, that's bigger than Andy's. Andy?
Biggest head I've ever seen.
Mr. Curtis, as Fred likes to refer to him, bigger head than you.
Playing out the string on neck in, and boy, does he have a big head.
Yeah, he sure does. All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. Dan, thanks a lot for all the help
job,
during
man.
The week. We really appreciate
Super Bowl or bust.
And we also thank
45-13 Pats.
We also thank everyone for listening in this week while we were down here. We will see you next week after a huge Patriots victory in history made. Good night.